anybody gains from going
this institution.
It is absolutely impossible, from what I can see of the situation, for Mr. Wolfowitz to continue on as president of the World Bank.
But from all indications, Wolfowitz has no intention to leave quietly, and one report says he threatened retaliation against board members who exposed his sweetheart deal. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And as Attorney General Gonzalez keeps his heels firmly dug in, he's losing another lieutenant in the wake of the fired prosecutor's controversy. This time, as CBS's Bob Orr reports, it's Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty.
This is the third top official in his department to announce leaving. Already, Kyle Sampson, the chief of staff for Gonzalez, has left, as has his liaison to the White House, Monica Goodling. So it's hard to separate the resignation of McNulty from this ongoing scandal that so far now has claimed three top posts.
The Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Charles Schumer thinks the Justice Department would be better off if Gonzalez stepped down.
The White House and the Attorney General seem to be ensconced in their bunker. Virtually nobody has much faith in the Attorney General's credibility or in his ability to run the department.
Oh, the pain, and it seems to grow with every fill-up for Americans now paying a record high gas price of more than $3.10 a gallon on average.
We want to know why gas prices are so high, and we're fighting for motorists and consumers as we do that.
Regina Avarella is with the AAA. Beleaguered drivers may get some answers this morning when a Senate panel hears from the government's summer energy forecast. CBS's Bob Fuss reports.
Nothing in today's testimony is going to make drivers happy, already suffering with record high $3 a gallon gas prices. The chief forecaster for the Energy Department will tell senators he expects a few ups and downs, but summer gas prices to stay pretty close to where they are, an overall average of $2.95 a gallon through September, 10 cents higher than last summer. Some senators will reflect consumers' anger, but price hikes during the summer driving season have become as reliable as the sun rising in the east.
A new U.S. government audit has found a big gap in the oil that should be coming out of the ground in Iraq and what's actually in the supply line. CBS's Cheryl Atkinson with the story.
According to the GAO, Iraq pumps about 2 million barrels of crude a day, but 100 to 300,000 barrels a day are unaccounted for. That's at least $35 million in lost revenue per week. On top of that, up to 30% of refined fuels, like gasoline, is being diverted to the black market or smuggled out of Iraq.
In Iraq's notorious triangle of death, the search goes on for three American troops missing since Saturday. The group holding them is warning the U.S. to stop looking for them. And the military says today that six U.S. troops were killed in Iraq yesterday. It's day by day, hour by hour, as fire crews along the Georgia-Florida line battle wildfires that have burned hundreds of thousands of acres. CBS's Pete Combs has more from the fire line in Georgia.
As flames crackle around me, smoke billows upwards from this thousand-acre fire, forming a halo around the surrounding mountains. Overhead, the man in charge of fighting this fire is circling in a helicopter, moving his bulldozers and his firefighters around in a delicate ballet aimed at encircling this fire and allowing it to burn itself out.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Firefighters say they're hoping for a miracle, but they believe a toddler in a stroller swept away in a flash flood yesterday is dead. The child, one of two people missing after an afternoon thunderstorm, dropped 1.5 inches of rain across the metro area in less than an hour, causing flash flooding that also flooded streets, stranding motorists all over the place. In South Denver, one police officer managed to rescue a teen caught in a creek running through Bible Park, but another teenager, apparently trying to help, was swept away and remains missing.
Switched from a rescue effort to more of a recovery effort.
And those recovery operations continue today. A climber is recovering from hip and leg injuries after falling about 15 feet at El Dorado Springs State Park. 20-year-old guy from North Carolina was climbing with his brother, belaying down the rock face, didn't realize he hadn't tied a knot in the end of his rope. That caused him to just slid through his climbing hardware, and he fell. And a couple of more good reasons to live in Colorado. Denver and Boulder making the list, and Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine is among the top cities in America to live in. Denver among the top five for young 20-somethings, while senior editor Bob Frick says Boulder was in the top five as great places for empty nesters.
Empty nesters. Healthcare is an important criteria. Also, certain things to do, certain cultural things to do. And we don't just look at high culture. We don't look at opera and symphony. We look at performing arts centers, galleries and museums, that kind of thing. And, of course, Boulder is strong in those areas.
In fact, Boulder led the nation in terms of people employed in creative jobs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, standing water is still a problem this morning, so much so that it's shut down the northbound 25 transition ramp to westbound 6th Avenue. If you're trying to get into Lakewood, you'll have to seek an alternate. Westbound Alameda to northbound Federal and back onto 6th may be one option for you. Looks like that ramp should reopen in a couple of hours. No major problems at I-25 and Alameda like last night, but we are getting a lot of splashbacks, so you want to take it easy. The roads are slick. Keep in mind, too, we have visibility issues along I-70 near Lookout Mountain due to fog. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
Oh, by weather and wetness and rain.
What a drag,
man. Broadmoor was beautiful yesterday, but lightning kept us off the course.
Well,
it stinks, man. I think it's a sign that I should never play golf again.
Come on.
My game has been so bad, and the weather's been so bad, so maybe it's just a sign that I need to just lay off for a while.
You know, what is it about us as people? Maybe somebody can answer this. What is it about us as people that we, and I think you were kidding, but you hear people that will say this, and they're being totally truthful. It's a sign that I shouldn't do that ever again. Or, I'm having bad luck because I'm being forced to pay for the sins of my father. Or, well, it's karma. You know, I screwed over enough people in my time. Now I'm getting mine. Do you really think life works that way? Do you really believe that that's what happens?
I believe in karma.
Or is it this? Is it the situation that you make stupid mistakes or bad judgments and you don't see them coming? And then they come back to get you. Or how about this idea? You were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. In other words, there was only, what, a 30% chance of thunderstorms yesterday. You happened to be in the place where they were, while the rest of us basically saw blue skies yesterday. Now, you take that as being a sign you shouldn't play golf?
Well, I'm being facetious, of course, but...
But there are people out there who say that stuff and it's real.
Far as your karma comment, I believe in it. You know, like I've lost a wallet in the airline that had $350 in it. You know, it ended up somewhere in, like, Hawaii, and I got a call from the airlines, and they turned it in, and it had my money in it. And I'd do the same thing. If I found a wallet with money, I'd turn it in.
All right, then, how do you explain people in life? And we all know people. Either nationally, people who have names, or we know people in our own lives who are not very nice people. They're not very good people. As a matter of fact, as individuals, they stink. But yet, you keep walking around every day. I don't mean you personally, John, but I mean we do. We keep walking around every day. Well, rest assured, he's going to get his. She's going to get hers. It's all going to come back on him. And then, it never does.
It usually does.
No, it doesn't. Then it goes on, and that person seems to be just fine. Okay, I'll admit to you that sometimes people do get it. I will admit to you that they get what's coming to them. But more often than not, they don't get what's coming to them. They escape. They don't get what's coming to them.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I think that
it will come around in one way or another, whether it's related to what the bad things that you do. You know, like you don't think that the president has karma's going to slap him in the future. I think it will. Or going to take the guy that beat this 92-year-old World War II veteran. Well, he's going to get his.
Yeah, because he's going to go to jail. I mean, it's a little hard to get out from that case when they have it on a security video camera, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but, you know, he's going to get probably beaten down in jail when they find out he beat up a 92-year-old.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I mean, that's somebody going out and executing a crime. And there's punishment for that crime. But
you still have to deal with karma.
Oh, so you think he's going to get something in addition to that?
Oh, yeah, then just the sentence? Yeah.
Like what? He'll go to the joint and get shanked or something?
Probably. We can only hope.
Okay, do you buy the philosophical statement that the... boy, we're really getting deep here at 6:16, 60 minutes after 6.
How come we're not talking about national health care?
Well, because we're talking about this. Do you buy the idea that the meek shall inherit the earth? Do you think that's true? Or do you think the meek will get rolled over and crushed?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
Okay.
I think the meek will inherit the earth.
Okay. Do more people pay for their karma or do more people get away? And we can name national figures. They're probably the easiest to name. But I know people in life, like in this business, who are still okay after all the stuff they've done. They're still out there in great shape. Now, is it because karma hasn't caught up with them, or is it because they're maybe better at making business decisions than the rest of us and life decisions? And how much of what goes on, too, how much of what goes on in our lives is absolutely and completely random? That is just a chance. How much of that is just a chance? And how much of it is your own doing? Here's Kitty in Lakewood. Kitty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I used to believe that everything was karma and what have you, but within the space of 1 year, somebody tried to beat me up and murder me, and then somebody ran me and my son off the road and we slipped off the mountain. And thinking it was karma that I had done something horrible made me feel bad. Then I realized I was just in the wrong place.
So what did you do? Did you end up changing locations? Is that what happened?
I did end up moving, stayed bitter for a couple of years, and then finally realized that if that guy was going to get his, it wasn't going to be me that was going to give it to him. So I was just going to let it go.
Yeah, I think a lot of this has to do with the idea that you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, and that a lot of this stuff has to do with luck. And I'm not so sure that I buy the fairy tale that what goes around comes around and he or she will get hers. And we tell ourselves that stuff to make ourselves feel better. But I'm not sure I totally believe that it's true.
I don't either. But, you know, I also came to the realization that if they are going to get theirs, it's not my job to give it to them. I'm just going to go and keep living my life and not let them, what they did stop me.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that, too. There's a lot to be said for the idea that you just walk away. Like, I marvel at the people whose response will be when somebody says something to them, well, I just consider the source. You know, me, I always want to have to fight.
I used to be like that, too, Jay, but some things you just can't fight. Some things you just have to sit there and pray if you're religious or, you know, look up to the heavens or something.
Well, how about this idea? How about the idea that you single-handedly cannot alter other people's behavior?
Oh, that is absolutely correct. I can't control what they did, and that's their burden to bear, and I hope they find peace with it one.
Yeah, right. So, in other words, if they're a crummy human being and they get into it with you, it doesn't make any difference. It makes no difference what you say or do. You are not going to reverse their behavior because you are incapable of doing it. So therefore, the only sane option you have in life is to walk away.
Exactly.
All right, Kitty. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Love you. Talk to you later.
Love you, too. See you later. Ooh, listen to that tone. 303-713-7600, 620, 20 minutes after 6, the Amateur Sophomore Philosophical Hour with J. Marvin here, just shooting the breeze and wondering about all this stuff about, do you really believe in the idea of karma? Do you really believe in the idea of what goes around comes around? And the idea that it's a sign. Like, I should never pick up a golf club again because when I was on the course and we were on the eighth hole, a crack of lightning came and a bolt came down and split a tree. And I thought, man, it was going to hit me. Right? Do you believe in those signs? Like, I'm getting a sign that I shouldn't be doing this. I know people who believe this stuff. I've run into people who will tell me, oh, man, hey, brother, I got a sign. You shouldn't. Oh, yeah, right, okay. Okay, sure. Right. Yeah. Can I borrow your rabbit's foot? 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, I can see by the overwhelming phone response here that people are just...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
He's got gas savers. They got Volkswagens. They got Saabs. They got Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. They've got them all. Plus, they've got exotic cars, too. You want a vet? They got a vet. They got a couple of vets. They've got it all. And it's all in one place. Their matching down incentive is going on now, which means that you can save some big-time money. And great people out there to wait on you. Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshears. And also Spanky Herrera and Freddie Labrato. And Gerard Menard, and Johnny Mays, and Ziggy, and Donald, sitting there in the tower to help you out. And there's all kinds of great folks out at Rockies, just too numerous to mention, Adolf and Juan, and they all work very, very hard. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com, or get on out there, like Mary and our friend are going to do. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Not everyone can stream online music and video in a flash. Not everyone can watch their favorite movies and TV shows whenever they want, or their favorite team in high definition.
Unbelievable!
And not everyone can call long distance from their home telephone and never worry about the cost. When it comes to the best high-speed internet, digital cable, and phone service, not everyone gets it.
what Comcast customers do. And right now, you get all three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL. Comcast Digital Voice will revolutionize your home telephone. And Comcast Digital Cable has on-demand, so you watch stuff when you want. Plus, we'll hook up two additional TVs with digital cable at no extra charge for 1 year. All three services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcasting. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I love this song. You know the thing about Donovan, right? You heard the story about Donovan at 626, 26 minutes after 6? Okay, listen how passive he is. So, you know, macho 60s. Donovan's kind of a wimp. Yeah, he's just kind of a wimp. Peace, love, you know, kind of a wimp. Then it turns out he gets busted in London at this huge orgy. Naked bodies everywhere. Oh, well, wait a minute. We're on at 6:26 in the morning, not 6:26 at night. This is a great song, though. Especially the middle part of it. With the break. Oh, that's right. Nikki sent me an email. Jay, stop with the music. Okay, 6:26, 26 minutes after 6. High today, 61, mostly cloudy. And it doesn't say anything about rain, but look at it outside. All right, we're talking about all these things like signs, karma, and these... And I don't know, would you put this in the neighborhood, would you put it in the category of spiritual beliefs? That people get signs that what goes around comes around? Do you really believe this idea that what goes around comes around, that there is such a thing as karma, right? Because instant karma is going to get you, right, and all that stuff. Is that really true? Or are you like me? You can point out dozens of people who are creating bad karma every day on the planet, and you know what? They're fine. As a matter of fact, they're more than fine. They're doing better than you're doing. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Brian.
What's your sign, man?
What's my sign? Oh, yeah. Hey, what's your sign, brother?
If we didn't have music, man, things would be a lot tougher than they are now.
I would agree.
You bet. You might be old enough. See, I'm older than you are, so I guess half of the station turned off now. But
well, we don't give a damn how old you are. I don't care how young you are. Look, okay. You know what? You can be 18 to 80 as long as you can turn the radio on, listen, and participate. That's fine with me.
Satchel Paige said, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you was? But anyway, karma. When I was a kid, they used to talk about... a lady named Bridie Murphy.
And oh, that, I remember her.
Sure. And this was a girl or a lady. I think she was old enough to be, you know, she lived to be a lady. And she could remember incidents from a previous life.
That's right. So she claimed.
Well, I think it was pretty well documented.
See, I'm not sure I buy that. Do you buy that? Do you believe that idea that people can remember things from a previous life?
I think it almost never happens. But I think that it
I think George W. Bush is reliving Richard Nixon. Besides that, I'm not so sure.
Oh, another thing I wanted to throw in off subject. I think it was on Frontline last night. You know, that's my schedule is such
don't tell me what was on there because I've got it on DVR.
Oh, well, you got to watch last night's thing.
I will today.
Okay.
Don't give it away.
Well, it's great.
Don't give it.
You will love it.
I'm going to check it out, though.
Okay. So anyway, I do believe that people do live multiple lives, and it's just a belief. You know, I can't bring any proof out. But I think that maybe sometimes, you know, the game isn't over yet. So this karma thing... the referee will catch up with you in the next inning.
Oh, man, I don't want to believe that you lead multiple lives.
Well, I do.
Does that mean, are you saying then that when this is over with...
You got to do it again!
Yeah, that we got to turn around and do this all over again? You got to be kidding me!
Well, it's a different shot, you know? Maybe you come back as... Lance Armstrong or...
No, you know who I want to come back as?
Who?
I don't know if you've ever seen these on TV. I want to come back as that guy, that kind of plump guy with a beard who does those commercials for the Christian Children's Fund. Have you seen those with the weird music in the background? Like, and he says something like, a donation is only a phone call away. But perhaps you don't have time. Perhaps you've forgotten. And it shows all these awful kids in third world poverty.
Right. I've seen one or two of those, but I can't flash on the guy.
And the commercial totally creeps me out.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't believe the idea that we have to relive this again.
Well, I don't think it's this, but I think it's like a second act of a play.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Do you want to do this again?
I don't say want to. I say that's what the game is.
Now, you just base this on your feelings, right?
Well, no, and some reading and stuff that I've done. Yeah, I think it's true.
Maybe I'm just too cynical for that.
Well, yeah, right.
And because I don't believe what goes around comes around. I see tons of people who pull off all kinds of stuff, and nothing of any kind. Nothing ever happens to them.
Well, I think that perception is too limited in what results and what punishment can be. You know, you can have $50 billion or whatever numbers they're talking or throwing around now, but, you know, maybe something else happens, or maybe, different things can happen. It can be health. It can be your old lady's really making out with somebody and you don't know about it, or you think, you know, it's just on the surface. It's not the only...
See, I I think these things that they tell you, okay, cheaters never prosper. I think that's a lie.
Well, I think that's a lie as far as it goes. But I believe that somewhere down the road, cheater gets it back.
All right, listen to this.
Yeah.
All right, final input here before going to the traffic.
Okay.
Okay, this comes from AM760.net. This comes from my buddy, Tommy the Commie, the hardest working Chicago homicide detective known to mankind. He says, listening at work, okay, now listen to what he says.
Okay.
After 20 years on the job, almost 9 of them on midnight homicide / sex.
Gotta be hard.
He works hard. I can tell you, evil people more often than not survive, and the good are struck down. It's a fact.
But I think that's not the end of the game. You see, that's my belief. And
well, what is the end of the game? So then they go and they burn in hell?
No, and yes. I
don't buy that. I don't think I buy that idea that you burn in hell.
Well, I don't either. But I think that they got to make it up somewhere. Oh, the one I almost forgot. The one thing I did want to say is that there is a chance to opt out, but almost no one figures out how to see. It's real simple, but none of us can figure out how to do it.
All right, quickly.
Well, I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't be talking.
There's no way to opt out. You're right.
I think that if you can see that it's a game, I think the planet is a game. And if you can really step outside of it and see it's one big game that's working, like a big stage play, like a Cecil B. DeMille epic, and then see that's all it is, then you don't have to pay your karma. But otherwise, you have to.
No. You know, see, I don't buy that. You know, the last time I used to have those feelings about everything was a play and it was all plastic? When I used to drop LSD. All right, thanks, Brian. I appreciate the call.
Take care, man.
All right, see ya. Anybody else want to jump in on this, or is this conversation too esoteric on this Tuesday morning? 303-713-7600-634. But we hear these comments all the time. Oh, karma's going to get you. Oh, it's a sign.
Jay, will you not agree that good things happen to people that do good things?
No, not always.
For the most part?
No. Is that too negative?
It's pretty pessimistic, yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people who do good things and good things don't happen to them. Okay, so I'm being too negative, I'm being too dark? Good morning, the world sucks. No, come on.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you're saying.
All right, well, then I got to rescind that. All right, so maybe it does. Bring Gina in here, and we'll see what Gina has to say about this. All right, do you believe that, Gina? Do you believe what goes around comes around?
Absolutely.
Okay, do you have any...
It's a spiritual law. It's called sowing and reaping.
Okay, then how do you explain all the people who do bad things and seem to just do even better?
Well, ultimately, there's still accountability.
To who?
Well, who do you think?
God?
Yes.
Oh, see, now...
So there's...
I've been looking for God all my life. Where is God?
Wow, that's a question.
Okay.
I'm just saying that...
All right, let me ask you this.
It may not be in this lifetime.
All right, let me ask you this. All right, what did the Iraqi people do that was so terrible? Now, I'm not talking about the rights and wrongs of the war, so don't call up here and go, well, you know, it was this or it was that. No. Were they in the wrong place at the wrong time, born in the wrong country? What happened? Like, how do you go to an Iraqi who, let's say, has lost their entire family or all their kids, and you say to them, okay, what goes around comes around. The people who did this will pay.
Bad things happen to good people every single day. It happens to all of us.
Yeah, but that's pretty severe for being bad. I mean, bad things are like, okay, I was walking out of the building and I fell down on the stairs. That's a bad thing. But not well, I tried to send my kid to school, or my wife was out with our two daughters trying to shop, and a suicide bomber rushed in and blew up the market and killed them. Why? What did they do wrong?
Nothing.
Well, where's God then?
That doesn't mean that he's a bad God. All good things come from above. That's what I believe.
Wait a minute. Where is he? Where's God then? Where's God? Hello?
He's still there.
Calling God. Why didn't he do anything? Or she? Or it? Why'd they just let it happen?
All things are still allowed. There's mysteries we don't understand understand in this life.
But you see, you know what? You know what that reminds me of? Now, I'm not trying to pick a fight with you, but this is what it reminds me of. Son, when you get older, you'll understand these things. But until then, you'll just have to wait.
But that's why it's called faith, Jay. You believe in things that you don't necessarily see.
Okay, so maybe my problem is that I can't believe anything in anything that I can't see. I'm not saying there's not a God. I'm unsure. But I question as to where God is when all of this stuff goes on. See what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
That's why I find it really hard to buy. And I have friends that are extremely religious. When they'll say that stuff to me, I feel like, well, yeah, but. And I don't believe that what goes around comes around, because I see tons of people who go through life every... And no, you know what? I see people who go through life for years and years and years, and there's no payback.
Well, I see that too. But that doesn't mean that there isn't an ultimate reckoning. You don't know. You don't know everything that goes on in their lives. You don't know that they're not reaping from that.
All right, but then if there's an ultimate reckoning, then that means that none of us will be around to see what happens, because it'll happen in an after stage. And what the hell good is that? I mean, how do you make a statement? You know, you make a statement, okay, right? Like, what goes around comes around. Okay, then you... You have no proof that that's true.
Well, you may see it. You may not. You may see somebody get their comeuppance, but you may not.
You know, that's like the idea. That's like the idea of this, Gina. Oh, don't think evil thoughts about people. Don't pray for bad things to happen. P.S. Why not? You don't like the person. Why don't you just, you know, I hope that guy. I mean, what's wrong with that?
That's how we feel in the natural, but it's not how we should feel. We shouldn't really be concerned with what other people are getting away with. We should just be worried about doing the right thing, Jay.
Oh,
you're very concerned about doing the right thing. That's what should count.
All right. This discussion will have to be continued because Turk's going, do traffic. See, what goes around comes around. You know what I'm saying? Okay? We got you here to do traffic, and now, by God, you're going to do traffic. And okay. If anybody else wants to jump in on this, 303-713-7600, because how dare any of us have any kind of simplistic philosophical conversation at this time of the morning. It's windy and wet out there. Traffic is going to have to start to be a mess.
Well, it's not too bad, even considering the weather issues. We don't have any wrecks or major issues right now. What we do have is that big closure of the northbound 25 transition ramp to westbound 6th Avenue. So if you normally use that route into Lakewood, you need to think about an alternate. A typical fill-in right now, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, some fog in the high country. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cool with light rains throughout the day and a high of 60. Currently, mostly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
RTD's Rockies Ride is your line drive to Coors Field for all weekend home games. Available from 12 area park and ride lots, Rockies Ride is a sure hit for fast, convenient, and affordable transportation to the game. For more information, log on to rtd-denver.com.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast.
Hey, what's this, a genie lamp?
Oh, thank you. I've been stuck in there forever. For all of your help, I shall grant you one wish.
Well, I'd really like to meet someone who likes sports as much as I do.
You don't need to waste a wish on that. Join Singles Marketplace this Wednesday at the Dave & Buster's on Colorado Boulevard, and you can meet the girl of your dreams, not to mention some Colorado Crush players and cheerleaders. Check out singlesmarketplace.com for more information.
I'm there. Singles.
Just Brakes.
Yes, does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
John Lennon believes in you. Yeah, but I hate to say it, but that's a John Lennon. You're gonna be dead. 6:44, 44 minutes after the hour, mostly cloudy, high today, 61. We're debating this whole idea of what goes around comes around, karma, signs, and what a lot of people out there would consider to be. I had a friend tell me that that this stuff is fairy tales. And he said people kill each other over fairy tales. I said, what do you mean by this, that people kill each other over fairy tales? He said, oh yeah, they kill each other to prove whose fairy tale is more legitimate. And he's referring, of course, to Christians, Jews, Muslims, people who believe in religion and believe in that kind of stuff, that's what he's referring to. Now, I don't necessarily know that these are all fairy tales, but I will tell you this much. Some of this stuff is hard to prove, and as Gina said, yeah, you got to run on faith. And sometimes sometimes faith is a pretty shallow option. All right, let's go back to the phones here at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Vic in Denver. Vic, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Vic, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say, I think it's our own mind that, you pay, if you had a guilt, I guess. And like I was telling John, how the placebo effect works with drugs. Some people are, get the same results from a drug when they're just taking a sugar pill. And I think that just proves the power of the human mind. And I think, guilt will cause people to punish themselves for what they've done bad, and some people just don't have that guilt in them and appear to, to not suffer for their ills. And then good people, good people have bad things happen to them every day, and it doesn't seem fair, but I think that's just life.
So there's no why or wherefore as to why these things happen. So you can be the most giving, one of the kindest people on the planet, and still reap a whole sack of fertilizer for luck.
Exactly. It happens every day. I've seen, when I was pretty young, it kind of, the whole picture for me came together when I saw a young child that these three little girls run around the neighborhood in their underwear and, unsupervised all the time. I think their mom was, drinking or drugs or something, and it was a shame. And one day they went running across a busy street. I don't know what they were doing. I mean, they were like three, four, and five. And the youngest one got hit by a car. Unfortunately, it was a guy coming out of a bar. I'm not saying it was his fault necessarily, but they should have never been out there. And we just heard the tire screech and ran over there to see what was going on. And this guy said that he thought he ran over a dog, and we were helping him look for it. Well, the other two girls ran home, and then I found this little girl. She was like maybe three. And she died, and she didn't do anything wrong, So I really had a hard time feeling like this.
Well, but you can make the case on that she died through somebody else's negligence, which would be her parents and/or the driver.
Well, what was told to me. I mean, what a religious person would say was, that was God's will.
See, I hate that. I absolutely, don't you? I hate that when people say that.
I couldn't accept that. It's like, well, the other two girls deserve to be taken to a better place, too, then, because they were all neglected.
All right. Thanks, Vic. I appreciate it, man. Drive safe.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, he's got a good point there about where they tell you, well, it's God's will, my son. Oh, you know what? Do you buy that? That it's God's will? He's in a better place. She's in a better place. Okay. Here's the thing about that. If that's a better place, how come we don't all kill ourselves to get there? How come nobody's like, oh, I got the greatest news today? Really? What happened? I'm going to die. You're what? Yeah, I'm going to die. But guess what? I'm going to a better place. No, most of us go nuts when we find out that information. Sean in Arvada. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got three kind of quick points, so I'll try to be really quick. Number one is, I was thinking where God is, and I'm an agnostic, not an atheist, but I think that God is probably when we do the right thing, like after a hurricane. I'm not sure that God causes a hurricane, but hopefully God is part of what makes people do the right thing and help each other. Which kind of leads into my next point, and that would be that I see a lot of people who drive around with little plastic fish on the back of their car, and I'll tell you, if that's all you've done, then God's no more in that car than he is in my car. It reminds me of kind of the armchair patriots we have out there who put flags all over their car but don't make any other sacrifice for their country. I think there's a lot of Christians the same way. They'll shout out how much they're Christians, but if they don't do the right thing and don't help others, that's just, being an armchair Christian, just like being an armchair American.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who profess to be religious, of all kinds of religions, who will tell you how religious they are, but in reality, you got to ask them the question, okay, if that's true, are you living that religion or are you just preaching it?
Right.
Are you just witnessing to it, or are you really doing it?
Yeah, you know. And then my third and, I guess, last point really is I was thinking about you were talking about warfare. It's my personal belief, even though I'm not particularly religious, that there really are very few, if any, wars that have ever been fought over religion. And I know that's going to be a kind of weird thing to say, but what I really believe is that religion is used as a recruiting tool by those in power, including right here in the United States, and that most wars are really about water or oil or gold or land. That's what we're really, that's what we're truly fighting about. Religion is just a great recruiting tool to use by those in power on those who might have to be true believers.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I was having a conversation with a guy the other day about that very thing and about who does what and what goes on, and we spent a lot of time here talking about this country and the leadership in this country. But you know something? Here's something else. Okay, you know what? If Bin Laden, if Zawahiri, if these folks, if they really believe what they're saying, then come down out of those mountains in Pakistan and put your own skin on the line. Otherwise, shut the hell up.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's the same thing. I mean, we got all these old guys sending all these young guys to go die. Sean, thank you, man.
Hey, not a problem at all. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
6:51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, I'm getting a sign. I'll tell you what it is coming up. Here's Gina with a sign about traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still enjoying a nice ride, even with the standing water that we have that has shut down the ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound 6th Avenue. Looks like that could be off limits for a couple of hours. Other than that, though, no wrecks, just starting to get heavier traffic southbound I-25 into downtown, certainly on the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Federal to Pecos. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cool is what we can expect. Some light rains throughout the day, high of 60. Tonight looks like it'll clear out, be cool 44, and currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. Progressive Talk.
Denver Health is hosting a career fair Tuesday, May 22nd, and a nursing fair Wednesday, May 23rd in the Pavilion.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Eddie Rhodes.
Two Ukrainians trying to dance, and you would think because one was gay that he would be okay with. No.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-900-0279. 1-800-900-0279. 1-800-900-0279.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living. In only 8 months of working at home with HomeBiz1.com, she now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Because of HomeBiz1.com, she makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to homebiz1.com.
Order your free exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to homebiz1.com right now.
That's homebiz1.com.
Do you have a pending lawsuit but you need cash now? Personal Injury Capital can give you the money you need right now. We provide immediate cash to people with pending lawsuits to get through hard times. This is not a loan. In fact, if you lose your case, you never have to pay us back. Just keep the money. Call us today and find out how much money you can get right now. Call 1-800-900-1337. That's 1-800-900-1337.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Five minutes after the hour, mostly cloudy. High today, 61. It's just kind of wet and windy out there, so if you're going out, bundle up a little bit. We're talking here about karma, signs, God, all kinds of philosophical stuff. Let me be a little political here for a second. How about this? Look at all the stuff that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney have done. I'll bet you, they get away with all of it and nothing bad happens to them. How much you want to bet? Okay, there's example number one. What was example number two? I had another example of something, but I've spaced it off. Well, maybe I'll think about it later on in the morning, of example number two. But that's the best one I can come up with. Here's Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I love your show, by the way, and it just gets more and more fun when you bring things like this and movies and music and stuff into it every now and then. Really appreciate that.
Oh, you know what? You're rowing against 90% of the core listeners of this station who want us to be. Here's how they. This is what they want. The Indian cockroach survives in varied weather. They want us to be like NPR.
Well, there's always NPR.
Caller, caller. Let's go to a caller in Oakland. Caller, you're on the air. What's your opinion? Well, I think that all Jews have long noses and blah, 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 blah. Thank you, caller. We'll go to our panelists. Panelists? That's what they want. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, for me, the only thing that makes sense is to look at life as a setup for learning how to love. And it's not the 1968 version of that. You know, it's that's kind of easy and careless and naive. But love involves responsibility, too. You know, like the other caller was talking about, the girl that got hit by a car, there's a lot of responsibility that wasn't being met there. So mature love has a lot of different things to it. And I am a Christian, and my faith doesn't look like that other, oh, I want to die so I can get to a better place. You know, it's more like Laurie Anderson from the 80s, you know, who in her song said, paradise is exactly like where you are right now, only much, much better. So for me, it's a matter of, you know, like the Lord's Prayer.
Boy, see, you're such a nice guy. I don't want to be negative and rain on your parade, but you really think after we leave here, it's going to be like here, only better?
No. That's missing the point entirely. In the Lord's Prayer, he talks about the kingdom of God, which is in which is love for me, coming to earth.
Okay, hang on a second here. I intend to do something else after 7 o'clock, and I am going to do this because I knew about this big story, kept my mouth shut, and I could have talked about it. But I want to finish this conversation with you. So if you're so inclined, hang in the phone zone through the news, and we'll pick it up on the other side. All right, stick around.
Jay Martin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-558-1096. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-558-1096. That's 1-800-558-1096. 1-800-558-1096.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. How high can it go? Drivers will get the government's forecast for summer season gasoline prices when a top Energy Department official testifies at a Senate hearing an hour from now. Tom Closa with the Oil Price Information Service says what you pay from now through the vacation season will depend on where you drive.
I do think the West Coast has probably peaked. The new hot spots are going to be the Midwest and the East Coast, where if you haven't seen $3 or plus, you'll see it soon.
Gasoline is already up to a record high average price of $3.07 a gallon. More pocketbook news. The government's latest consumer price index shows a 0.4% bump in April, mostly because gasoline prices were up almost 5%. Well, these are anxious days for the families of three American soldiers captured in Iraq's notorious Triangle of Death. CBS's Mark Strassman has the latest from Baghdad.
The soldiers' names are still secret, but the U.S. military is now going public with the unit these guys were with, and they are with the 2nd Brigade, 10th Mountain Division from Fort Drum, upstate New York, a couple hundred miles east of Buffalo. All the families have been told the grim news. Their soldier was either killed or is missing, and is likely now a hostage.
World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz gets a chance today to save his job. He'll tell the bank's board why he should not be forced to resign for getting the bank to give his girlfriend a promotion and a big raise. Sebastian Mallaby with the Council on Foreign Relations says a vote of no confidence would be a slap in the face, but Wolfowitz might fight to stay on in spite of it.
When the World Bank goes out into the poor world and says, how about fixing your corruption issue here, they're just going to be laughed at. So it just won't be an effective institution.
At a meeting in Moscow, Secretary of State Rice and Russia's President Putin have agreed to tone down the rhetoric in an effort to improve strained relations between the U.S. and Russia. A sprawling wildfire that broke out in the Okefenokee Swamp and spread south into Florida has gotten a lot of attention, but another big one is burning in northern Georgia's Chattahoochee National Forest.
As flames crackle around me, smoke billows upwards from this thousand-acre fire, forming a halo around the surrounding mountains. Overhead, the man in charge of fighting this fire is circling in a helicopter, moving his bulldozers and his firefighters around in a delicate ballet aimed at encircling this fire and allowing it to burn itself out.
CBS's Pete Combs tells us nearby residents could have to evacuate on a moment's notice. Just in, Tyco International has agreed to pay $3 billion to settle shareholder claims over charges that former CEO Dennis Kozlowski and other top executives looted the company. If you drive, you've probably had to deal with it. Road rage.
You let it get to you, you know, it's not good, so you just let it go.
New survey by AutoVantage finds that Miami drivers have the shortest fuse. S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Yeah, Dave, Ted here. Hey, tomorrow at 522, a forklift is going to smash right into our conveyor system. Really bust it up good, okay? You should be getting a call about 523. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems, from casters and wheels to carts and conveyors. We have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I just peeked in your medicine cabinet.
Excuse me?
Yeah, wow.
I can explain.
How do you explain all those different pain relievers?
Oh, that. Well, I have one for headaches. I got another one when I hurt my back.
Stop. It's time to go all Advil. Advil is the every pain reliever.
Isn't there
something that's stronger or lasts longer? No.
So it'll work when my legs are sore from chasing down snoopers.
I suppose. Shouldn't you be all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Testimony
Good morning. I'm John Abb with your AM 760 local news update. Yesterday afternoon's wicked weather in the Denver area, apparently claiming two lives. A toddler being pushed in a stroller is feared dead after those severe thunderstorms triggered flash flooding. A mother and child were walking along a creek when the storm hit, dropping an inch and a half of rain in about an hour. Child's grandfather distraught.
Last I heard, we heard the sirens and everything. My wife said they told her that
They took her to the hospital.
The child's stroller was found empty about a mile downstream. Authorities say they're not optimistic about finding the child alive, but will continue searching. Meanwhile, an officer who tried to rescue a teenager who fell into a creek running through a park in South Denver is hospitalized with hypothermia. They still haven't found the teenager.
The fire department has swept this creek from where we're at this point all the way to where this empties into Cherry Creek with no success. From what I'm being told, the body of this individual could be anywhere between here and Commerce City.
The afternoon storm dropped 1.5 inches across the metro area, causing flash floods, flooding streets, stranding motorists. Right now, the ramp northbound I-25 to westbound 6th Avenue remains closed due to standing water. And child advocates say Colorado's making progress helping kids get the care they need, including immunization rates, but there's still a long way to go. Colorado Children's Campaign says 1 in 3 students won't graduate from high school if the state stays on its present course. 180,000 have no health insurance. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, a couple of wrecks now for this dreary commute. Eastbound I-70 just east of I-25. We've got traffic really slowing down along that stretch. Southbound 225 approaching Yosemite had another crash there. It's off on the shoulder. I-25 is very sluggish between Alameda and 6th. Not as bad as it was yesterday, but we do have a lot of splashback in that area. Northbound 25, your transition ramp to westbound 6th Avenue, of course, remains closed. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cool. We'll get some light rains throughout the day with a high of 60. Looks like tonight it'll clear off, be about 44 degrees. Tomorrow, a nice day in store for us, 71, and currently it's mostly cloudy and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Guys, when your girl has a special occasion, treat her right by looking your best, too. Stop by Fantastic Sam's and ask about the men's cuts and gray hair coverage. As an added treat, every service at Fantastic Sam's includes a relaxing shampoo massage. Visit Fantastic Sam's today.
We all have some place we need to go, and Goodyear Tires can help you get there. Right now, during the Goodyear Power to Get There Tire Sale, get up to a $40 mail-in cash card for the purchase of 4 select Goodyear tires, or double your cash card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Offers end May 28th. Stop by one of your local Denver-area Goodyear Gemini retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For complete details and location nearest you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after seven here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly cloudy. High today is 61. And I want to get on to this other story that I knew about here 3 or 4 weeks ago and said nothing about it, and maybe I should have blown the whistle and said something, and we'll get into that in just a second. But I want to finish up this discussion about God, signs, karma, and the stuff we were talking about in the first hour with Steve in Boulder. All right, Steve, pick it up where you left off.
Well, the idea is that instead of dying so you can go to a better place, it's to take the love that we believe is there and know is there in our daily lives and magnify it, make it real here, make this place more like that place. And in fact, I think that the ultimate call is to, you know, instead of going jihad and blowing yourself up so you can be with 72 versions, I mean, that's one story's version. There's Oklahoma City bombing version. If you make the mistake of thinking that there's a better place that you're going to when you die, in that way, it's pretty psychopathic. It's pretty sociopathic if you take it literally. But if you believe that God is love, and that the call is to make the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, then that means you make this place that place.
Yeah. Trouble is, though, very few people look at life that way.
Yeah, but if you do that, then what more can you ask for? I mean, it's a setup that's really complicated. There's all kinds of things that work in the world, and basic physics has consequences. You know, that's why people die in floods and stuff like that. It's really tragic. We have to look out for each other. We have to take care of each other. And to me, that's the basic message. That's it.
Well, what you're talking about is admirable, but unfortunately, I think, at least now, in the year 2007, a lot of that is not popular with the American people.
Not interested in popular. I just want to be here to represent for love. That's all I can do.
And it's also a very, very hard thing to do.
Yeah, not glamorous, but it's good.
I mean, there are some people, I don't care, you know, that old thing about love thy brother. There are some people on this planet, man, I don't care what you do, you can't love them.
Well, that's the challenge, though. To me, that's the challenge.
Oh,
I mean,
but how do you apply that to somebody who you know is inherently self-centered and evil?
Well, they need it all the more. You just got
to... Well, sometimes I think what they need is a good... Well, I won't say that on the air. A good, you know, a-whipping.
Well, I know, but that's like... That's one of the things I like most about my faith system. Or my faith, I should say. I mean, I don't want to get too intellectual on it. It's what I live by. It's like counterintuitive to love Dick Cheney. You know, I don't have to like anything he does, and I don't. I think that he's led a very evil life. But I try to love him as a fellow human being and wish that his heart could find just a little bit of that, or a lot of the love that I've found that makes you live your life a whole different way. And I think
I have no problem with that. I mean, I don't think that it's right to look at people who you politically, socially disagree with and say, well, I hate that person. Well, how can you hate somebody you don't really know? You can disagree with that person. You can think that they're wrong. You can think that they're terrible, but this kind of thing of like, I hate you. Oh, come on. What are we, like 13?
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of thing. To me, that's not realistic. To me, it's... And I'll tell you something else, too. I hate, or we hate... Or they hate, or all of those kind of phrases, they're as overused and so easy to use as this one. The majority of the American people. Really? How do you know the majority of the American people?
Mm.
I mean, have you talked to the majority of the American people? Are you from a polling company? Are you running a survey? No, you're just saying it. And how many times do we see people appear on television, both chattering class people and also politicians who make those statements? Well, it's obvious the majority of the American people. Well, what do you mean it's obvious? How do you know? Have you talked to them? See, it's the same thing as like, well, I hate him. Well, no, you really don't, because you don't really know him.
Yeah.
You just don't like what they stand for. And that's a whole different premise and a whole different idea. And there's too much... Well, I'm going to get off of my divisiveness.
Well, I think if you get into your random hate language like that, like you're talking about, it's a lot easier to act on things like rogue rage and to really cause destruction in the world because you're not careful with your thoughts and your language go together. So, yeah, I'm with you.
You know, here's what it is. It's easier to hate somebody than to try to understand them.
That's for sure. That's exactly right.
That's the bottom line. And it's the bottom line on everything, I really believe. Hey, Steve, thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, you got it.
Bye.
All right, it's 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Can we change gears now? Let's change gears now. Okay, let me tell you this story. I knew about this a long time ago, but I never said anything about it. Now, all of a sudden, it's broken into the national news. How did I know about this? Okay, I'll tell you how I knew about it. Because we live now in the day and the age of the Internet, which means that people all over the country and the world can hear radio stations in their hometowns, or they can go look for people that they once listened to, and they can find them, and they can listen to them, and they can send them email, and sometimes you'll get an answer. And you can do that with AM760. It doesn't make any difference where you go, as long as you've got a computer and an internet connection, and most of us are toting around laptops these days, you can plug in and you can hear any part of the radio station you want to hear. So, having been in the big time once and having been on a really big radio station, there are a lot of people, not a whole lot, but there are a lot, who still remember me. And they'll send me emails from time to time. So I got an email from a guy who said, wow, I never knew what happened to you. I Googled your name, it came up here, and I can hear you. And I just wanted you to know that I used to listen to you. Well, I didn't think too much of that, but I looked at the internet address, and the internet address was military. So I sent him an email back, and I said, nice to hear from you. It's always good to hear from people who used to listen. And by the way, where are you? Because I noticed that your email address is different than most email addresses that I get. I got an email back from him, and he said, I'm deployed on the quote-unquote war on terror. And I sent him an email back, and I said, well, if you don't mind me asking, where is that? And I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, this guy's in Iraq. Well, it turns out that's not where he is. Well, let me put it this way. It turns out that I was somewhat close, but I don't want to go into complete details about what he does or where he is. Anyway, we got to swapping emails back and forth. And Mary and I sent him some candy. What's that really expensive candy place in Cherry Creek that they make it here in Colorado? I can't think of the name of it. No, it's not Rocky Mountain Chai. It's something else. Anyway, we sent him like a huge box of this stuff so that not only he could have it, but also he could share it. And then we sent him like a big stuffed envelope full of phone cards, which he took some and then he gave some to his friends. And he and I have been going back and forth. He sent me in return an American flag that had been flown over Afghanistan and also Iraq, along with some documentation. And Mary and I are in the process now of having that framed. But one day he sends me an email and he says, you know, they restrict the internet here. And I sent him an email back and I said, well, what do you mean they restrict the internet? You can't log on to pornographic sites? Is that what you're telling me? Or how much restriction is there? He sent me an email back and he said, oh, no, it's more severe than that. And he got into it with me. I mean, he started telling me. And I thought, gee, I should get on the air and talk about this. Because here are these men and women, and they're serving overseas. And do you think it's right we cut off or restrict their internet connections? Now there's a story running nationally, and it's been running for the last 2 days, that the military puts MySpace and other sites off limits. Citing security concerns and technological limits, the Pentagon has cut off access to those sites of personnel using the Defense Department's computer networks. Those sites are MySpace, YouTube, and 9 other websites. The change limits the use of popular outlets for service members on the front lines who regularly post videos and journals. And soldiers are complaining. They say, well, they put their blogs on there for their families to read. And now, He says, you know, they can't see it. And he says it does scare them sometimes when they read it. And this one guy they're talking to says, well, it's his blog is as vague as possible and that I'm pretty responsible about it. And I basically tell him a little bit about my life over here, but that's basically about it. And he says the base doesn't have a Defense Department access to Internet, but he has used it when he goes to the bigger bases. He'll rely on a private account all the time now. And these memos about the change went out in February, and it took effect last week, and it does not affect the Internet cafes that soldiers in Iraq use that are connected to the Defense Department network. Okay, so I guess what I'm asking you is, do you think that these sites ought to be restricted and that we ought to restrict the Internet usage by soldiers who are in the field? And do you think that this is a good thing or a bad thing? The military says the traffic is hurting the system, and that they decided to block these sites because of bandwidth use. Do you believe that? Or do you buy the idea that they can't see it because of security reasons? I mean, are you into that as a reason? Do you see that as being a legitimate reason? Or do you think everything ought to be open to them, and it doesn't make any difference what it is, and they ought to be able to use whatever it is they're using? And whatever site they want to visit, and whatever they want to use. Do you agree with the military, you agree with the Pentagon, or you disagree? 303-713-7600, and what about Internet usage by the military? Should they be able to access these sites using military computers and technically taxpayer-supported equipment? Or do you agree with the idea that it's generally good policy that they don't get exposed to it?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. Collection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
From the crack of dawn to late at night, cops are on the lookout for seatbelt violations. It doesn't matter when or where you drive, wear a seatbelt or you will get a ticket. Cops are cracking down like never before. So remember, always buckle up or you will get caught day and night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
More, check it out on the internet at AM76, at RockiesAutos.com. I was almost going to give our internet site. And go look and see for yourself. They're open tonight until 9, and every Monday through Saturday until 9. Get out there and see the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv. They're great folks, and all of the people who work out there, Spanky Herrera, Ziggy, Donald, Freddie Labrato, Gerard Menard, Jason Mays, Adolph Juan, all of the gang working out there. There's over 100 employees out there to take care of you. So I just don't get on there and talk about Rockies. Mary and I are customers of Rockies, and we take our friends to Rockies, which is what Mary's going to do this morning. at around 10:30 or 11. That's Rocky's Autos. Check them out online or see them in person at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Tonight at 10, 9 wants to know as Deborah Sherman has been uncovering cases of Katrina-related fraud. People who claimed losses and raked in government cash, goods, and services. 2 years ago.
I don't know what you're talking about, lady.
Last year.
I'm going to knock you out. You don't get out of my face.
And now.
When they said evacuate, we evacuated. We didn't stay.
Here's the problem. We know you're lying.
Okay.
We know you were in Colorado when this happened.
Oh, really?
9 wants to know. Tonight at 10.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to cherylcrowforhope.org.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be disagreeing with Mike Evans on the premise of his new book, The Final Move Beyond Iraq, The Final Solution While the World Sleeps. Interesting. Final Solutions? A little creepy. Chris Mooney on his book, Storm World, Hurricanes, Politics, and the Battle over Global Warming. And, as always, the best of the rest of the news right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly cloudy. High today, 61. By the way, Tom Hartman will be in Boulder coming up on Thursday to do a show live, and you can go. We got free tickets. Just come to our facility here in Denver on South Monaco, or go to the one in Boulder on Pearl Street and get your free tickets. And I'll be out there as soon as I get off the air, so we look forward to seeing you out there to welcome Tom Hartman to town. That's at the Boulder Theater live. Coming up on Thursday, starting at 10 o'clock, but you want to get there early. If you need more information about this, go to am760.net. And I just want to make sure I say something about that. Okay, military puts MySpace and other sites off limits. Do you agree with this or do you disagree with it? One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's George in the Highlands Ranch. George, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Just driving through the rain here.
Oh, yeah, man. Be careful.
Yeah, so this topic, it's unfortunate. I'd love to see our servicemen and women be able to have the same freedoms and liberties that we have here in the United States, but unfortunately, our adversary is starting to become very astute to how technology works, and as a result, yes, it is a fact. The bandwidth is absolutely limited, so you want to make sure that that bandwidth stays open for critical communications, and B, yeah, because the bad guy, if you will, is starting to become so astute, they have a pretty good idea of how to zero in as to where our servicemen and women are broadcasting their information, whether it's emails, instant messaging, blogs, what have you. So they've just become smart. So unfortunately, it's a necessary evil. We'll probably have to squelch a little bit of what resources our military men and women have access to.
The thing that concerns me is free flow of information. I don't want them not to be able to go to sites that carry legitimate news information, and I want to make sure that the Pentagon and the armed forces are not blocking out certain sites because of the content that they contain. Then the other thing is the ban does not apply to emails or sending photos or anything like that. And if they're careful and they don't describe right down to the letter where they are and what's going on, what's wrong with posting a blog about just their lives in general that their family and friends can read? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you?
I don't disagree with y'all, but think of the challenge of, you know, tens of hundreds of thousands of military men and women at any given time communicating via, you know, some sort of data or telecommunication process. it's a tough challenge to be able to monitor. Our military men and women use the ultimate indiscretion, but sometimes they inadvertently make mistakes. So that's and we never want to, as a country, give up our positions out in the battlefield.
Well, why? Our leaders have done it.
Well,
they've shown stuff on television before and given exact diagrams. George W. Bush did it once, where he gave diagrams of checkpoints.
Sure.
Where anybody could see.
But that doesn't mean that it's right.
No, you're right about that. But still, I mean, if they're careful and they don't give that kind of information, but they talk about what their lives are like.
Sure.
And then also, too, how about this idea? How about the idea that what's wrong with folks who are over there in the service, what's wrong with them getting around the traditional media to get their message about their lives and about how they feel and about what's going on and getting it directly to their family members and to friends and even, for that matter, for the rest of us to read?
Now, I don't view that. They need it. It's college therapy. They need to be able to communicate to their loved ones. But, again, understand the challenge, and I think the military's trying to – the good thing is that they are allowing them to see a lot of outlets to get just some updated information on local, you know, or domestic – information. Okay, they are blocking 11 sites because those seem to be very popular, not only for our military men and women to use, but also the bad guy. The bad guy will sit in and just listen and watch. So they're monitoring it slowly, and they're trying to, you know, use their best discretion, they being the Pentagon. From my perspective, where I sit, they're doing the best they can. I understand from your perspective, you don't want them to set a bad precedent and just squelch it all together. And I don't think that's what they intended to do, but they're trying to take the most popular outlets of information sharing and not allow it to get in the hands of the bad people, if you will.
All right, fair enough. Hey, George, thank you, man, and be careful out there in the rain.
You bet.
Thanks. All right, so, thanks. What's wrong with the soldier over there, typing in the, you know, the Beatles or... I don't know, name somebody, R.E.M. or Keb Mo or something like that, and watching it on YouTube. Or even posting videos. As long as they're not too specific. Well, you heard what George had to say. So he doesn't think that, he thinks potentially that might be a bad idea. 303-713-7600, 732, 32 minutes after the hour. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Wet, windy, a tad bit cold out there. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Eastbound I-70, east of I-25, southbound 225, approaching Yosemite. That's where we had a couple of wrecks. They're still being cleared out of the way. Traffic very sluggish. Northbound I-25, you can expect that from Colorado Boulevard all the way to 6th, just due to the wet roads. Northbound 25 transition ramp to westbound 6th Avenue, of course, is still off limits into Lakewood. Hopefully, CDOT's going to be reopening that within the next half hour or so. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cool with light rain throughout the day, high of 60. Currently overcast and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Charge into summer at Canyon Casino and you could win a 2007 Dodge Charger. Earn entry tickets daily and increase your chances of winning. So get to Canyon Casino today. The Charger will be given away on May 31st. Stop by the Canyon Club or visit canyoncasino.com for contest details.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhoads looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
Hey, what's this, a genie lamp?
Oh, thank you. I've been stuck in there forever. For all of your help, I shall grant you one wish.
Well, I'd really like to meet someone who likes sports as much as I do.
You don't need to waste a wish on that. Join Singled's Marketplace this Wednesday at the Dave & Buster's on Colorado Boulevard, and you can meet the girl of your dreams, not to mention some Colorado Crush players and cheerleaders. Check out singledsmarketplace.com for more information.
I'm there. Singles.
Allergy and Asthma Clinic reminds whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Decide as a family to talk about this issue and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from Allergy and Asthma Clinic, featuring their brand new clinic in Lafayette. Call 800-231-4519 for location and information. Allergy and Asthma Clinic, wishing the graduating class of 2007 a safe, successful future.
So the other day, I'm sitting at a light in my Pontiac, and I'm thinking about how much I hate generic stuff. Generic food, off-brand knockoffs, stuff that's not original. And the reason I'm thinking this is my brakes started grinding, which got me thinking about my last brake job. It was like 10,000 miles ago. So I'm thinking, for the right brakes for my Pontiac, the kind of brakes that were on it when I bought it, I'm going to my Pontiac dealer and heading down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
And that's just what I did. I had my Good Wrench guy look at it. He's an expert on my Pontiac. He checked my front brakes, then he replaced them. And because I asked for GM parts, now I have just the kind of brakes my Pontiac needed. Good Wrench. It's the perfect wrench for your Pontiac. Only at your Pontiac dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're looking for justice, need a progressive trial lawyer, then I want to tell you about Mike Turner. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner, a progressive lawyer, will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. Call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
No, I guess I left Scott Henderson out of that, didn't I? World's greatest golfer.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine.
Close to cloudy, high today, 61, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Military puts sites off limit like MySpace and YouTube. Nine other websites. The Pentagon says security concerns and technological limits. The Pentagon has cut off access to these sites for personnel using the Defense Department computer network. And the sites covered by the ban are the video sharing sites YouTube, Metacalf, iFilm, Stupid Videos, FileKabee, and social networking sites like MySpace, Black Planet, and HI5 music sites, Pandora, MTV, 1FM, and Live365, and the photo sharing site PhotoBucket. Now, do you think that's totally necessary? And some are saying security concerns. Should that be limited? Should that be limited to access? 303-713-7600 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. The whole thing about the bandwidth issue, that's a red herring. I mean, this is 4 years into this conflict. And all of a sudden, they're having bandwidth issues. I'm sorry if I'm going to be skeptical about that. I think that they're just trying to restrict people getting good information directly from the troops. If it was a bandwidth issue, I mean, they would block like iTunes. You know?
Yeah.
Which they don't.
Yeah. I don't have any proof of this either. Okay. So I don't want anybody to call up here and say, well, I heard you say it, now back it up, because I don't have any proof of this. This is what I think. This is what I feel. It's only a suspicion. But I have a suspicion that you're absolutely right. I have a suspicion that what they don't want is these men and women who are over there shooting pictures of what's going on, then putting it up on YouTube and putting it up on the Internet so that people like you and I and others can get a real look at what's happening. And also, it's a flow of information that they cannot manipulate and cannot control.
Exactly, and especially with the surge. I mean, they're engineering that all the information about the surge is going to be good news. You know, so they don't want the soldiers. And I mean, this is their only contact with the real world. But I mean, you know, these are very intelligent and adaptive people, so they will find outlets for what they want to say and how they want to say it. So it's kind of silly for them to do this. You know, if they don't want videos going out, if they don't want, you know, troop information going out, you know, there are myriad ways where, you know, they can find that information out. And I don't know any military personnel that is going to do that. I mean, they know enough about that. My best friend, his brother, has been deployed and is being redeployed, actually. And, you know, even in discussions with him when they're, like, on a road trip to go fishing, you know, he won't say anything about what's going on, about any deployments, about anything like that, because that is so ingrained in these personnel, is that, you know, they already have the ethic to take care of themselves. It's an information limiting thing, and it's disgusting for a country that prides itself on freedom of speech and civil liberties. I mean everything about Iraq bothers me, but this in particular is particularly it's sinister.
Yeah, I don't have any way to prove what you and I are saying, but I'll tell you this much, and I'll ask anybody this, and there are some callers, if they hang on, there's some callers who disagree with me and disagree with you, and I'll ask them, do you trust what the Pentagon says, particularly after Pat Tillman and Jessica Lynch?
Exactly.
Because I don't think they tell the truth. All right, John, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to John. In Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
So, start out, I'll say I'm absolutely against the way that we're prosecuting the war in Iraq. I'm against the war. I never think we shouldn't have gone there at all. But I happened to work for a satellite company for a year and a half that provided bandwidth to soldiers that are over in the field over there. And that bandwidth is extremely expensive. And when you're talking about downloading videos and pictures and music and things like that, you're flooding the satellite internet connections with things that are very, very bandwidth intensive. And typically that bandwidth is paid for by the megabyte. So,
if that's the case, why isn't iTunes restricted?
I don't know.
Would you want to guess? I mean, most of these are video sharing networks, and
right.
And
video is even when you talk about music, music is a certain size, and video is typically about 10 times to 20 times bigger in terms of bandwidth than what just music is, because picture information, when you put it into a digital format, is extremely bandwidth intensive. I can see why the military would want to restrict that from a standpoint of bandwidth. Now, whether that's the reason or not, I can't say. But from a bandwidth standpoint, I can see a technology standpoint why they would want to, or at least choke it down and use limiters to only allow a certain amount of information from the sites to come through at any one time, because they are paying for
it. Yeah, well, and you cite expense, but let me ask you, when was the last time expense bothered anybody at the Pentagon? When was the last time expense bothered anybody who's formulated any policy in regards to this?
Expense. I mean, the expense is part of it. The second part of it is that, I mean, you're trying to get information. They're using those pipes for a lot of different things, not just people surfing the internet. And when you're talking about a lot of bandwidth being used for video information, it's something that affects their ability to communicate, because there's email flowing across there. There's all kinds of things flowing. But I mean,
if the infrastructure is overloaded, if the infrastructure is crowded, then you would assume it would be up to them to fix that problem, which they're capable of doing. But to cite expense as as a reason, and also security as a reason. You're not saying security. I'm saying other people have said it,
right.
And the Pentagon is saying it. To me, I'm highly suspicious of what the Pentagon tells us because they don't have a good track record of telling the truth.
Absolutely, that's for sure.
They lie.
Right.
So how am I supposed to believe them now?
I wouldn't believe them. I would question everything they do. And you know, another thing that you said earlier on the news about hating people. I mean, there are certain people that I hate. I hate Condoleezza Rice.
Why? You don't know her.
I don't know her, but I don't like. It goes to hatred when somebody who goes who is in a position like that goes before the world and the American public and just lies for a particular idea. And she lies because of her position along with this administration more than anyone else. And I really hate to lie while people are dying because of their lies. That's worth hatred in my mind. I
don't know if that's worth hatred. I think it's worth scorn. I think it's worth loud disagreement. I think it's worth challenging, but I don't think it's worth.
I personally think they're criminals, and I think it goes way beyond just scorn. I think they all need to be prosecuted and put in jail.
Yeah, but you know something though.
What they're doing.
You know the problem with that is that it's too easy to point to anybody who you don't agree with, who you think is wrong, who you have a visceral gut reaction against what they're either saying or doing, and to say that, well, they're criminals. Hold on a second. Just hear me out.
Okay.
Because that's too easy to do. First of all, they haven't been indicted on anything. Second of all, they've never had a day in court. And third, the other side, okay, the people who are on the other side of the argument, the people who are extreme and on the other side of the argument, they scream the same stuff. I mean, in other words, there's two things that need to be done here. Number one, okay, we need to confront them on where we think they're wrong. And then number two, we have to articulate how we feel and what our solution is to fix it. Those are the two things that we have to do. Because you know what? That's what people want. And
normally I would agree with you. However, in this particular case, when they lied to get us into a war and now we have over 3,000 soldiers dead because of their lies, then I think that their actions are criminal.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, you think their actions are criminal. Now,
yes, I do.
All right. Under what law?
Well, how many laws have they broken?
Well, no, that's not what I ask you. I ask you, if you want to charge them with criminal activity,
right?
Okay, then under what law?
Lying to Congress, that's one law.
Then you're going to have to go back, and you're going to have to prove that Condoleezza Rice went there under oath and that she lied to him, and then that... In other words, here's what I'm trying to get to you. What I'm trying to say to you is that you can't put the horse before the cart, so you can't label them as being criminal because that's never been proven, and they've never been indicted. But what you can say is, in my opinion, they lied, and I think there are a lot of people, including myself, who agree with you. In my opinion, and I think there's a lot of people who agree with you, including myself, they're misguided and wrong. You can say those things until something happens that indicates that they're in legal trouble, and then they are found guilty.
The truth of the matter is, though, that we probably won't have that evidence to put them in until the president is replaced, or in the next election in Congress, where there's enough of a majority there to start to push this stuff forward. Now, so the investigations have started. It's starting to happen that we're finding out, but in the particular case of what we had back when they were doing that lying. They had a compliant Congress, and they also have a compliant Supreme Court.
You know what, though? Every person, man, woman, and child, but particularly every adult in this country, has to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. That would be number one. And number two, even though they may not believe in due process, which they've obviously shown that they don't, vis-a-vis Guantanamo, that doesn't mean that you and I have to go down to that level, and you have to give them that benefit of the doubt until it turns out to be otherwise. That's the American system.
That's true.
So,
and I wish that they would get them into a court and actually go down that prosecutorial road, because that's what we need.
Yeah, but what we need to do is, if we believe in the laws and we cherish the laws and we cherish those rights, then what we have to do is, as tough as it is, we got to live by them. John, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Good one.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Hi.
It's 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour, 303-713-7600. We're talking about cutting off certain sites to the United States military in Iraq on the Internet. Do you agree with this idea or do you disagree with it? And I personally don't agree with it. I think there's something else going on here. Now, I can't prove this. I'm not stating it as a fact. But I look at the Pentagon's past record. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot of change. We're still dealing with wreck activity that we had along southbound 225 in the DTC area, just north of Yosemite. It is off on the left-hand shoulder. Eastbound I-70 still bogged down east of I-25 due to a three-car crash. And we have stop-and-go traffic now northbound I-25 between Colorado and 6th Avenue. So just be aware of that. Of course, remember, we still have that transition ramp off-limits from northbound 25 to westbound 6. Weather outlook today, cloudy, cool, light rain throughout the day, and a high of 60. Currently overcast and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local...
Don't let someone tell you lies about disability and housing. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar-off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
OneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Arone Appel CPA reminds parents that if your teenagers are planning to attend graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. It's the choice more and more teens are making this spring to help keep their celebrations safe and enjoyable for everyone. This is from Arone Appel CPA in Boulder. For professional tax accounting and information technology services, call 575-5755. Arone Appel CPA. Wishing the graduating class the best.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you have a pending lawsuit, but you need cash now? Personal Injury Capital can give you the money you need right now. We provide immediate cash to people with pending lawsuits to get through hard times. This is not a loan. In fact, if you lose your case, you never have to pay us back. Just keep the money. Call us today and find out how much money you can get right now. Call 1-800-900-1337. That's 1-800-900-1337.
Don't let someone tell you lies about disability and housing. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I love this song. John Turk likes to play golf to it.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of the world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on when in bed I slumber. I hear the rhythms of the music. I buy the product and never use it. I hear the clock beat of the DJ.
God, stop speaking Spanish. English is the official language of the United States of America. English, I tell you. No habla español. All right, it's 7:57 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, we should do a whole hour about fear. Don't you think? They're coming to get us. Okay, if they're not swarming across the border to get us, they're going to follow us home from Iraq and try to kill us. Or a gigantic glacier is going to melt and we're all going to drown. Or, if that's not good enough, the food is suspect. Think about this. With everything that's going on, why would you want to leave your house? We should revert to the days of growing our own. Well, John's been growing his own for years. 7:58 8 on AM 760. I'm talking about corn. What's wrong with you people? All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I take a probiotic
and dietary enzymes daily. When I saw the same ingredients in Dynavite, I thought, gee, if they're good enough for me, they ought to be good enough for my dog.
The omega-3 fatty acids, all the digestive enzymes, zinc, vitamin C.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the enzymes that has spirulina, which is an amazing super veggie.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
If you have a healthy dog, I think that you should give him Dynavite so that he stays healthy. If he does have some misery, it will enable him to heal himself.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
If your dog is healthy, I recommend you try Dynavite just to maintain your animal's health. The website is dinovite.com. It's an easy website to negotiate. The first time I got on it, I saw all I needed to see and was convinced I needed to place an order.
Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to homebiz1.com.
Order your free, exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to homebiz1.com right now.
That's homebiz, the number one, .com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sabatini. Drivers are paying more than ever to put a tiger in their tank, but they could pay more still by the time summer vacation season rolls around. A top Energy Department official delivers the summer price forecast to the Senate hearing at this hour. Tom Closer with the Oil Price Information Service says a hurricane hit to the Gulf Coast could send prices sky high.
Exactly how far it goes, maybe about where it is now, 10 cents higher. It really depends on whether you get Category 3 or greater hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. You probably won't, but there's nothing that drives a market like fear.
The national average price is up to a record $3.07 a gallon, but drivers in California and other states are paying around $4. Military officials still won't identify three soldiers captured in the Triangle of Death south of Baghdad over the weekend, but they do say the troops were members of the 10th Mountain Division based at Fort Drum, New York. Rose McHugh runs the Golden Unicorn Diner just a few minutes from the base.
I probably know them all by faces. I don't know a lot of the names, but it's just getting, it's devastating because they all, I know they've been in here.
World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz will be fighting for his job when he meets with bank's board of directors today. Wolfowitz is under pressure to resign for getting the bank to give his girlfriend a promotion and a raise. Sebastian Malaby is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think he deserves to go. He ought to go for the sake of the institution and its poverty-fighting mission. Whether he will go is a political decision, which will be made mainly in the White House.
A 240,000-acre wildfire that started in Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp and spread to Florida is about a third contained. But CBS's Hari Srinivasan in Lake City, Florida, tells us it won't be fully contained anytime soon.
There are hundreds and hundreds of firefighters from all over the country, federal, state, and local, that are trying to get a handle on this blaze. But today, they've got warm temperatures, low humidity, and strong winds that could all work against them.
Republican presidential hopefuls square off tonight in Columbia, South Carolina. South Carolina holds next year's first in the South presidential primary.
Tonight's forum could see another face-off on a key social issue as the other Republicans could confront Rudolph Giuliani on his abortion rights stand. CBS News consultant and former White House communications director Nicole Wallace looks at Giuliani's position on the hot-button issue.
I think he is on much firmer ground, saying, you may not agree with me, but you know where I stand.
Giuliani leads in early polls as he banks on his record as New York's mayor and the challenging days after the 9/11 attacks. Peter Mayer, CBS News.
On Broadway, this year's Tony Award nominations are out, and the rock musical Spring Awakening leads the field with 11.
Yeah, that man please and the itch you can't control. Let me teach you how to handle all the sadness in your soul.
The Tony Awards ceremonies will be on CBS television June 10th. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is ahead 35 points, NASDAQ is down 3. This is CBS News.
What can you be sure of today? You can rest assured the sun will rise. Somebody will fall in love. Heroes will be born. And even from today, you can be sure of tomorrow. Just as reliably, you can depend on the people of Citgo. Because for decades, we've been delivering a steady, secure supply of Venezuelan oil that helps fuel our way of life. Today and tomorrow. Citgo. There at every turn.
want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Comcast Digital Cable customers had two more rooms free. Call 1-800-COMCAST for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver firefighters say they're hoping for a miracle, but they believe that a toddler in a stroller who was swept away from his mother in a flash flood yesterday is dead.
We're going to go out again this morning. We're going to do some searches in the water, some pole searches. I spoke to Chief Trio tonight. We're going to do everything we can to give that family closure.
The little child, one of two people missing after an afternoon thunderstorm, dropped an inch and a half of rain across the metro area in less than an hour, causing flash floods that also flooded streets and stranded motorists all over the place. In South Denver, a police officer did manage to rescue a teen caught in a creek running through a Bible park. But another teen, apparently trying to help, was swept away and is still missing.
Switched from a rescue effort to more of a recovery effort.
Recovery operations continue today. A climber recovering from hip and leg injuries after falling 15 feet at El Dorado Springs State Park. The 20-year-old man was climbing with his brother. They were belaying down a rock face. He didn't realize he and his brother had not tied a knot at the end of the belay rope, which slid through his climbing hardware, and he fell. A couple of more good reasons to live in Colorado. Denver and Boulder both making the list, and Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine is among the top cities in America. Denver among the top five for young 20-somethings, while senior editor Bob Frick says Boulder was in the top five as a great place for empty nesters.
Empty nesters, health care is an important criteria. Also, certain things to do, certain cultural things to do. And we don't just look at high culture. We don't look at opera and symphony. We look at performing arts centers, galleries, and museums, that kind of thing. And, of course, Boulder is strong in those areas.
In fact, Boulder led the nation in terms of people employed in creative jobs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Northbound 25 still struggling if you're anywhere between the Tech Center right around Bellevue. Stop and go speeds all the way to 6th Avenue. Of course, that northbound 25 ramp still closed to westbound 6th. That's part of the problem. You want to be sure you're prepared to take another route if you're headed into Lakewood. Southbound 225 approaching Yosemite. Remnants of an earlier crash still off on the shoulder. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cool. We're going to get these light rains throughout the day. High of 60. Looks like it'll clear out but remain cool tonight with a low of 44. Currently overcast and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now and give your child a summer at Sylvan and a head start on the fall. See what Sylvan can do for your child this summer. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
We all have some place we need to go, and Goodyear Tires can help you get there. Right now, during the Goodyear Power to Get There tire sale, get up to a $40 mail-in cash card for the purchase of four select Goodyear tires, or double your cash card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Offers end May 28th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear Gemini retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For complete details and location nearest you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So, John, why don't we go golfing today?
Well, this would be about par for me, the weather I've been running into when I try to go out and play.
Yeah. Come on, let's go golfing. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, mostly cloudy, high of 61. This is the weirdest thing. There's no rain in the forecast, but
it's 100% chance of rain.
Not from the National Weather Service this morning. Unless they've changed it.
0% chance of sunshine today.
Hmm. So what are you saying? You're saying that this forecast is no good?
No good.
I've been giving the wrong forecast all morning? Sure.
I mean, all you got to do is look outside and know that it looks like it's rain all day long.
All right. Well, hang on a second here. I'll just go through and we'll look it up because I want to bring the most accurate information possible to the radio. Maybe they changed it after I got on. Okay, we'll just type in the info here. No, says the exact same thing. How can that be? How's that possible? Are you looking at it? Here, I'll send you the link. You want me to send you the link?
I'm going to go to weather.com and see what they have.
Okay, well, this is what it shows. So apparently what it shows is not right. Or the good folks at the National Weather Service, it's their story, and they're sticking to it. Okay. 303-713-7600. By the way, don't forget to join us on Thursday for Tom Hartman. He'll be at the Boulder Theater doing his show live. That starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. As soon as we get off here, are you coming with me, John? Yeah, John will come with me. No, you're not? Yes, you are.
Am I?
Well, do you want
to? Yeah, I'd love to.
Sure, people want to say hello to you. So we'll be up there. And if you want tickets, you can get them here at our Denver facility on South Monica or go to the Boulder facility. That's 28, what is that? That's on North Pearl Street. On 28th Street? No, it's on Pearl. It's on Pearl Street. It's above Mike's camera. Okay, thank you. It took me forever to get that bit of information out. All right, I don't know even how to get into this, other than I had the misfortune this morning of having to stop and get gas. Even though I'm doing pretty good in holding my driving down to about 20, 25 miles a day. Now, today I may do a little bit over over that. And I know there are people out there who drive a lot farther than that. How far is your drive to work, John, do you think?
It's about 20 miles.
So you have about this, so I'm doing about half what you're doing.
It basically cost me about $6 a day to get to and from work.
Okay, because mine's about 10 miles, 10.5 miles, somewhere around in that area. Gasoline prices hit a new record at the pump on Monday, but traders sent oil and gasoline future prices in different directions as they weighed mixed news from overseas. The average national price of a gallon of gas hit $3.073 on Monday, up almost a penny from Sunday's also record-setting prices. Gasoline is now well above the previous record of $3.057 set on September the 5th, 2005, soon after Hurricane Katrina hit. Gasoline prices in Colorado Monday were higher than they've ever been just before the busy Memorial Day weekend, and they aren't expected to drop anytime soon. Tight supplies caused by refinery troubles and low inventories led gasoline prices to jump in Colorado and in Denver. Colorado's average for regular unleaded rose about 2 cents over the weekend to over $3, 3.233 a gallon. Colorado's AAA reported this and said before the recent rally, the last time it set a record was back in August the 11th, when the price was $3.076. Denver's price, too, reached a record Monday of $3.201. Now, there's this chain letter going around that says, well, if we don't all buy for a day. But you know what? That I don't think will work. And the reason I don't think that'll work is because isn't that just putting off purchasing until the next day? So you just turn around and buy gas anyway, wouldn't you? Now, there's no question we need more fuel-efficient automobiles. Everybody agrees with that. Trouble is, you're getting back to the old basics of economics here, and you're getting back to the basics of cost. There are some people out there who cannot afford to go in and to buy a brand new car, and so they can't get, or they can't afford high mileage vehicles like hybrids and you know, other technological developments that'll be out there. So the question is, how do we get everybody to fall in line? Now, what about the idea of raising the price of gasoline? Most people do not support that idea. That, in other words, we allow the price of gas to rise. And in turn, by allowing it to rise, that cuts down the demand or the consumption of gasoline. But it also turns around and it eats into people's pocketbooks. Because, for instance, like John and myself, it wouldn't make any difference if gas were $5 or $6 a gallon, or if gas were $7 a gallon, or $4 a gallon, or $5 a gallon. We'd still have to put gas in our vehicles because we'd have to come to work. And I don't know, how much recreational driving do you do? Maybe it's because I'm lazy, but I don't do much. And I have kind of a recreational driving type vehicle, but I just don't do much. I really don't. Now, Mary and I are planning one road trip this summer. And it'll be in August. But other than that, that's it. Nothing else. And you can tell we don't drive very much because I was looking at the cars yesterday, and both Mary's car and my car, which is a lot newer than hers, but even her car, she's got almost perfect tires on her car. And the chances on both of us of meeting our warranties by mileage are very, very slim. Chances are time is going to get us, not mileage. But even then, the price of what we pay for fuel has gone up just like it has with everybody else. Now you've got something else to consider going on here. And that is that most everything you use, most everything that you buy, most everything that your family needs, or that you need personally, has been delivered to the place that you bought at the point of purchase by a truck, which means those trucks burn fuel. And that means that as the price for fuel for them goes up, they're going to do what businesses traditionally do, and they're going to pass it on. They're going to pass it on to the next person down the line, which eventually will find its way to you because the consumer. So when you go to Whole Foods, when you go to King Soopers, when you go to whatever supermarket it is that you go to, the prices of things in there are going to cost more because it costs more to transport that stuff. So you're going to pay for it that way too, which makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And the price of everything is going to go up, and what ends up happening there is it ends up eating into the economy. Now, as we sit here today, we don't have, what is today, May 15th. We don't, as of May 15th, 2007, we don't have any kind of comprehensive energy plan in this country. A lot of us talk about global warming. A lot of us talk about carbon footprints. Of course, if you go look at things, the biggest polluters are coal-fired plants, which dump the majority of the pollution into the atmosphere. I think they account for maybe 40%. I think automobiles account for maybe 17% the last time I looked. But getting back to the fuel question, which is the immediate question that hits all of us. And I'm not sure what question there is to ask about this, because all these schemes that I see on the internet, all of these deals that come up where people are saying, well, you know, we need to do this, and we need to do that, and we need to do this. Most of that stuff I don't think will work. To me, there's only two things that will work. One, allow the price of fuel to rise. But that's going to have a punishing effect on middle, lower middle class and working poor people. But there's one way. Now, you know what? You have to look into your heart. You have to look into your lifestyle. You have to look into your mind. You have to tell me, or you don't have to, but, I mean, you got to tell me. You got to tell everybody else. All right. You know, do you take frivolous trips? Do you go by yourself when you could go with other people? I mean, all of these things. See, there's no sense of national sacrifice behind any of these problems that we face in this country. And I think that that's part of the problem right there. I'm not asking you to walk 25 miles to work. That's not feasible. But are we really doing everything we can? Also, I get these radical emails every once in a while, and also I've gotten them these calls on the air. Well, everybody should go to hydrogen, battery, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, not everybody can make that switch. But there's no dialogue as far as the leadership goes, really, about, okay, we need to buckle down, and we need to be careful. And we need to try to put reverse pressure on the oil companies. I don't know if these are solutions or not. I just don't know. And I don't know if allowing the fuel price to rise is also a good alternative. And I know some of you will call up and say, well, there's always rapid transit, there's always mass transit, but then you tend, you know, but then that's true. But you've also got the situation, too, where you've got people like John Turk and myself and others where, man, you know, we can't. How are we going to use rapid transit at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning? That's a little hard. And then you get into this last part about it, okay? How about this last part? The enjoyment of driving and the love of automobiles. I mean, if I have a big sin, I've told you this before. I love cars. That's my sin. All right, I'll open up the lines. Let's talk. 303-713-7600. Your reaction to the highest gas prices.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Opening this month.
Thanks to you, 9 News at 7 and 8 a.m. is off to a great start on my 20 Comcast Channel 3.
It is. More and more of you are following us from Channel 9 to Channel 20 starting at 7 every day.
So why choose to make the switch?
Well, you get us, the 9 News morning team.
Yeah, the same team you've depended on for years on a new channel at a new time.
So true, and you get new choices, a new choice for weather.
Oh, yeah, and a new spin on sports.
And, of course, the best business and consumer news.
9 News.
At 7 and 8 a.m. on my 20. Comcast Channel 3.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
There you are listening to your radio, and here I am talking, not yelling to you. No weird clothes or makeup artists trying to make me look good. A few pounds overweight, but no worries about how I look on camera. All I want to do is give you a heartfelt message from our company, Ralph Schomp Honda, BMW, and Mini. We're all proud of our company, and we care about all of you who've done business with us for so many years. We care that you always feel we're here to take the best care of you, and that you're comfortable telling someone, your parents, your neighbors, your friends, that you bought your car from Ralph Schomp. We like that they think you made a wise decision, because they know we have a great reputation, one that stands for civic responsibility, honesty, integrity, fairness, and a desire to work hard for our customers. We will always welcome you in our doors, and we will always try to do the right thing for you, to deserve your continued loyalty. So as we celebrate 66 years in business, I, Lisa Schomp, and everyone at Ralph Schomp Honda, BMW, and Mini would like to say thank you for being our customers, the greatest people in our world.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The Chrysler transaction, what does it really mean for union workers? Is Barack Obama clearly defined on Iraq? Some comments over the weekend have some wondering. And illegal immigration, some small towns are taking action. Will this wake up the Congress? We'll have all of that, your calls and more, Tuesday on The Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, she's fashionably late. And she's fashionably late. She'll never write the thing.
Man, what would Jim Morrison think about all this? Hey, 25 minutes after 8. I am the Lizard King. I can do anything. Mostly cloudy. High today. Well, you know what? I don't even know if this forecast is right. John says rain 100% today. Okay, so we'll go with that. And somewhere in the 60s. We're talking about gas prices here and just your general reaction to it and your thoughts about it at 303-713-7600. But my God, Jay, in order to do a talk show, you have to ask a specific question. Well, I don't know what the specific question is because I don't know what the answer is. All right, let's go to the phones. And we'll go to Dave in Centennial. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
All right. I've been doing a couple things over the last couple years, watching the prices rise. I would, instead of put $20, I'd start putting 10 in. And then when it went over $3, which to me is a pretty bad barrier, I have a little four-cylinder Ranger, and I only put $5 unless I'm going now on a big trip because, as far as I'm concerned, these oil guys can wait to get my money. Plus, there'll be more gas for other folks. If we wouldn't put this $40 a time in, we could all have a little more gas. And then another thing, just like everybody...
Well, yeah, but you still have to stop. I mean,
it's like you said, we're not sacrificing. If we don't sacrifice and make a second trip to the gas station a week, then we deserve this. I mean, put in $5.
But that doesn't work for some people. I mean, some people have to go farther than that. That's
right.
Number one. And number two, any way you would mathematically slice that up, you'd still be spending the same amount of money because you'd have to keep stopping all the time.
Well, sometimes, though, I notice the gas price drops a few cents if I wait a couple days. You know, I put $5 in and I drive around, and then the next day it's down. And then another thing is today's that, you know, don't purchase gas day. There's a certain percentage of people that aren't going to purchase gas today. Now, if everybody's a certain percentage of folks started doing nuisance gas purchasing, like 38 cents, maybe 76 cents, putting them on your credit card, making credit card companies have to charge you a percentage rate for a 38 cent purchase of gas, you know, safety in numbers. If a lot of folks started doing that, they'd get the message that people are tired of this.
I don't think that would work either.
Well, it's like you said, today's the...
Because economically, you would still have to turn around, and you would still have to buy the gas sooner or later, so...
Well, sure, but, I mean, like, I pulled up to a gas station yesterday, there was no unleaded. But, I mean, and if everybody's filling their gas tank, those oil guys are going, great. See, like everybody says, they can't do nothing about it. Yeah, we can. make them wait for our money. Fill up twice, go to the gas station three times a week instead of once. Then there's more gas for everyone, too.
You know what? Economics, that doesn't... I fail to see how that works.
Well, it's like I said, you're not giving them the $40 all at once. You're making them wait for their $40.
But they're still going to get it. They don't care. They don't care whether they get it today or 3 days from now. The fact is, they're still going to get it.
Well, they'll care if they have to wait.
Why would they care?
Because they're realizing people are rationing their gas.
They're still going to have to turn around. You're still at some point, depending on how far you drive and what you do every day. You're still at some point going to have to turn around, and you're going to have to buy gasoline from them. And 24 to 48 to 72 hours is not going to bother them. They don't care. The gas is already sitting there in the storage tank. They don't care. They know eventually you're going to have to come to them anyway.
But doesn't that come to the supply and demand thing if everybody's grabbing
The only way you could affect supply and demand is if everybody stopped buying gas over a prolonged period of time. But you can't do that because most people can't go that long.
Well, yeah, if I'm going 300 miles, I'll put in $20. But if I'm driving around town, shoot, I'll put in $5 and get it again. Maybe it drops a couple cents, you know? It's when we're all throwing it in our gas tanks blindly.
I think you can do what you want to do, but I don't think economically that it works.
If I do it myself, it ain't going to do nothing. But if 50 million drivers start doing it.
Yeah, but 50 million drivers, man, are not going to do that because
we won't sacrifice.
No.
We won't try to save ourselves.
No.
We'll sit here and say there's nothing we can do.
No, that's not true. Because 50 million people, of those 50 million people that you look at, or whatever number you want to name, there are going to be a large number of those people who can't get away with that strategy for whatever the case may be, that whatever is going on in their lives. And then number two, what I keep trying to point out to you is that you're going to have to go buy that gas anyway, so you're not really accomplishing anything. You're still going to have to buy.
Why are we even having this little don't purchase gas?
I think there are some people that are sending chain emails around advocating this idea, but I think that they don't realize that it's not going to do any good.
Well, I disagree. I think they're safe if everybody reacts to this and they see it, and when they see they're not getting the $40 a pop and they're only getting 5 or 10, and they have to wait.
You know what? But they don't look at it that way.
Well, of course not. Of course they're gonna. They don't want to look at it that way.
No, they don't. It's not that they don't want to.
Thrust upon.
No, it's not that they don't want to. It's that they don't. They don't look at it that way because they know that eventually, the way things are structured, they know that eventually, whether And they don't care whether you stop 20 times and put $5 in and you go every other day or whatever the case is, they're going to sell you the gas anyway and you're going to have to buy it.
Huh.
So that's not an answer.
So making them wait for their money wouldn't faze them.
No. The only thing that would get them would be if you did something dramatic like this, which would never happen, but this would be an example. On May the 21st, I'm assuming that's during the week, or, you know what, even on a Saturday, make it even better, even on a Saturday, which would make it more likely, everybody stays home and nobody drives. Then they'd feel it, because then you'd have no purchases going on for an entire 24 hours from anybody. But the problem is that you've got essential goods and services that have to be moved, and you've got stuff that's going on, and those folks have to have gasoline or have to have diesel in order to make that stuff move, so they can't afford to sit down and not drive. And a good example of that would be, okay, we have a national Nobody Drives Day, but then your neighbor down two houses down, their house catches on fire. They dial 911. How does the fire department get here? They drive. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're trapped. Unless we come up with some way to limit the gas usage over a long range of period.
Yeah, put in $5-$10. And
we're back to the same. Okay, well, go ahead and do it, man. But I respect you for trying something, but I just don't think economically it'll work. But I appreciate the call.
Have a good one, Jay.
Okay, Dave, take care. Stay dry.
Yep.
All right. It's 8:33, 33 minutes after 8. How are you paying for your gas, Gene? Are you selling blood? That's what I'm prepared to do.
Just about.
I'm prepared to go sell plasma.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I mean, the gas prices are astronomical.
Yeah, it really, really hurts our budget. That's for sure.
Okay, are you having to do without because you're using gas?
We're just trying to be really careful, you know, where we drive.
Yeah, I'm just trying to cut down on my trips.
My kids have eaten nothing but ramen for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, Turk's children have been eating ramen noodles for 2 weeks.
And 59-cent hamburgers.
And 50, yeah. Hamburger helper at the Turk household every night with filler. With oatmeal.
I love hamburger helper.
With oatmeal mixed in to stretch it. Ah! Okay. Speaking of driving, what's it look like out there?
Well, it's actually looking a little bit better. We're starting to see some recovery around city. Northbound I-25 has just been a major problem all morning. We've had stop-and-go traffic from the tech center all the way to 6. Looks like that's subsided a little bit. Now it looks like you're going to be jammed from about Hamden towards 6th Avenue. So just watch out for that. They still have that ramp from northbound 25 to westbound 6th Avenue closed. They were supposed to open it about a half an hour ago. That didn't happen. It's closed due to the standing water. So we're still waiting to hear on that. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cool. Light rain throughout the day, high of 60. Tonight looks like it's going to clear out. It'll be cool, though, 44 degrees, and right now it's overcast and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
An early spring application of Revive is the first step to a beautiful lawn. Apply Revive now to take advantage of spring.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles. Just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All makes and all models. Right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
For Tuesday and monthly specials, 303-444-4234 or online at wildflowersspa.com. And by Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard Air Conditioning. Call today at 303-463-8541. If you would like to support AM 760, go to am760.net and click on the Supported by tile.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hey, what's this, a genie lamp?
Oh, thank you. I've been stuck in there forever. For all of your help, I shall grant you one wish.
Well, I'd really like to meet someone who likes sports as much as I do.
You don't need to waste a wish on that. Join Singles Marketplace this Wednesday at the Dave & Buster's on Colorado Boulevard, and you can meet the girl of your dreams, not to mention some Colorado Crush players and cheerleaders. Check out singlesmarketplace.com for more information.
I'm there. Singles.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms, hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about $1 an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, 8:30, 8:30 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin here with you and John Turk. And we'll see you at Tom Hartman coming up on Thursday. If you want tickets, go to our facility here on South Monaco or go to the one in Boulder on Pearl. And we'll see you out there, John Turk and myself. We'll be there. John just said, well, what we should do is we should get a Vespa and ride that around. Save gas. How many miles a gallon do those things get? Man, I'll bet you it's outrageous. I don't know, though. They can't go on the freeway, though, can they? No, not powerful enough, right?
No, yeah, I think you got to stay off the freeway.
You got to stay off the freeway, so that'd be a little hard to get to work. Well, no, I guess
Man, you just cruise down the main streets.
Yeah, I guess you can use the main streets.
You can get anywhere in Denver and not have to get on the highway.
Well, maybe we should look into that. Maybe now's the time to do that. Maybe now's the time to get a Vespa. Maybe that's the answer. We're talking about gas prices. Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, you know, have you ever read Our Madhouse by Greg Palast?
No.
You should. Anybody who really wants to understand what's going on with oil prices needs to read that. This whole war in Iraq, it is about oil, but not in the way most people think, because it's not for America to go and steal their oil so we can have cheap oil. It was for the oil companies to go and steal their oil so they could keep the supply low, limited, and thus prices high. This is all oil company manipulation, and he lays it out very clearly.
Well, that's all well and good, but we're stuck with where we are now, so we have to come up with some kind of a long-term strategy.
Sure. This is why we have a Democratic Congress, right? Pass a windfall profits tax on oil profits. Pass price controls on gasoline. Take the profit out of it.
Wait a minute. You want to put price controls on gasoline? What do you want to have price controls on gasoline to make them lower or higher?
Yes, lower. Make them lower price.
I don't think that's the way to go. Because most people know and most people acknowledge that the burning of fossil fuel has an adverse effect on the environment we live in. So therefore, your best bet would be to discourage people from driving, not encouraging them to drive. And if you lowered the price of gasoline to a ridiculous level, then you'd be encouraging them to do it rather than discouraging them to do it. And also, it would never get us off the hook on foreign oil.
Okay, but then you have competing interests. What's more important to you, getting off the oil or making it affordable?
Getting off the oil because being stuck on that threatens our national security.
Then don't complain about high gas prices. Go out and buy a hybrid.
Oh, here we go. All right. You know, I got another guy once about this, and I'm going to get into it with you. How much is a hybrid?
A hybrid is about, let's see, what did I just pay for mine? I forget what I paid, but it was about $2,500 more than the same model.
Wait a minute, you just bought an automobile and you don't remember how much you paid for it?
Yeah.
Well, could you give us a ballpark figure?
I think it was probably about 35.
Okay. Did you pay cash for it?
No.
Okay. You went and got a loan, right?
A lease.
Oh, you got it on a lease?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have to put any money down?
Yeah, I put $8,000 down.
Okay. How about I only make $35,000 or $40,000 a year, and I've got three to four kids, and I don't have $8,000 to put down. What do you suggest I do then?
Well, the Prius is much less expensive than the Highlander than I got. So look.
All right. How much is a Prius?
I don't know.
John, hold on. I'm not done with this. Hold on. I'm not going to let you out. John, can you look up the price of a Prius?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's not counting tax, title, and license either, by the way. So
But you're going to have to buy a car anyways, right?
No. Not necessarily. There are plenty of people out there who drive cars, and they drive them until they have like 100,000 to 125,000 miles on them because they can't afford to do anything else. Hang on a second.
Priuses are about 23 to 24,000.
Okay.
23 to 24.
All right, 24,000. So you got to put money down, right?
Right.
What happens if you don't have the down payment?
You look for a late model Prius.
You know what?
I've been on the market for 3 years.
You know what? I'll bet you there are not that many, number one, late model Priuses out there. Number two, there are people out there, as hard as it may be for you to conceive, there are people out there who cannot... There are people out there who can't afford this, man. What do you recommend they do?
They need a, you're going to have a car, right?
They already have a car.
Okay, so the next time they buy a car, they buy something that's more fuel efficient.
But they can't. But they cannot.
A hybrid.
But they cannot afford to pay for that because they're in the market for a car that costs $10,000, $15,000 tops.
So if the car that they're driving now lasts them another 5 years, by then there'll be 8-year-old hybrids on the market, and buy that. But you can't have it both ways. You want to complain about high gas prices?
No, I don't want to. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I don't want to have it both ways. What I want to do is live in reality, and I maintain the people like you who call up here and make statements like, well, let them go out and buy a hybrid. You know what? That's not feasible for everybody. That's not feasible for everybody to go out and buy a $24,000, $25,000, $35,000 automobile. Walk a mile in somebody else's shoes for 5 seconds is all I'm saying, and knock off the elitist crap.
And all I'm saying to you, Jay, is decide what's important to you.
I have decided
because,
what's important to me.
The whole focus of your show today is about how high gas prices are and how bad that is.
Excuse me, that's not true. This is the only hour that we have done, the only 45 minutes we've done on gas prices.
Okay,
and,
so there's 45 minutes.
And everything is, you have to take everything into account here. But guys like you don't ever want to come up with any kind of workable solution. What you want to do is you want to pass off this elitist, high-minded crap about how everybody can go out and buy a hybrid. Yeah,
that's
right.
Being elitist?
That's right, because there are people out there who can't afford new cars.
Okay, so look for a fuel-efficient late model car.
Well, you know what? I think there are people out there that try to do that stuff, but there are also people out there who can only afford to get certain kinds of automobiles, and you have to come up with something.
Lowering the price for gas, and then you said, no, you can't do that. We need to keep the price of gas
because you can't. Because
to discourage fuel efficiency, or encourage fuel efficiency.
You actually think that the answer would be to subsidize gasoline and lower the prices?
Not subsidize it, no. Windfall profit. Give the profit back to the people.
All right.
Take the profit out of the oil company's pocket and put it back in the treasury.
Sure. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
By the way, too, when your batteries fail, let me know, would you?
All right.
How much is that going to cost to replace?
It shouldn't happen over the life of the vehicle.
Oh, really?
As long as I'm going to have it.
Yeah.
If I have it 5 years, it shouldn't happen.
Oh, then you'll turn it around and get something else, right?
I'll probably trade it in, yeah.
Okay. And then what do you do with the batteries once they wear out?
That's Toyota's problem, not mine.
No, of course. Okay, thank you for the call.
All right.
Jeez. You know, that whole, just go out and buy a car. You know, not everybody can come up with that. And I never said there were any easy answers to any of this. I never said that. And I'm looking at all aspects of it, just not everything. I don't know if lowering the price of gasoline is the most efficient way to deal with this problem. 8:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, just more of the same. We still have all those stop-and-go conditions along northbound I-25 from just before Hamden towards 6th Avenue. So just be prepared for a slow ride. Northbound I-25 ramp to westbound 6th Avenue still shut down. No word yet on when they're going to reopen that. We still have several slow pockets eastbound C-470 through Littleton, southbound I-25 in the downtown area. Weather outlook today, it'll stay cloudy and cool, looks like, with light rain throughout the day and high 60. Tonight, clearing and cool with a low of 44. And currently, it's overcast and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Call your local shelter insurance agent to set up a free insurance protection review and to learn more.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote by print instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
The problem. We know you're lying.
Okay.
We know you were in Colorado when this happened.
Oh, really?
9 wants to know. Tonight at 10.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
Did you ever hear the expression packed in like sardines? Well, that's what it's like at Ralph Champ Honda, BMW, and Mini. We have so many cars we can hardly move, new and pre-owned, and more are on the way. Now, this is a win-win for you and for me because if I need to sell them, I have to price them so you want to buy them. Logic is wonderful, isn't it? So if you've recently heard an ad for some dealer having a big sale, you might consider checking us out too because we probably have the car you want at a fabulous price, and there won't be any additional charges or extras you don't want. Just nice, friendly people who want to sell you the car you want with the best service you'll get anywhere. And please excuse me for being gauche, but we all know where our paychecks come from, and we don't want to be unemployed anytime soon. So remember, you have a buddy in the car business, Ralph Shomp, close to everywhere, South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Shomp.com. Ralph Shomp, one price, one promise, one customer at a time. Thanks.
Making progress before you get to work. Yes. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:52, 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly cloudy. High today 61. And we're talking about gas prices here. A little bit more about the last caller. If you talk to anybody in the auto business, particularly if they have a used car department, and I know people at dealerships, and they will tell you that it's very, very hard for some people to be able to afford $24,000 or $25,000 automobiles. And I don't know what the market is for used Priuses. I don't know how many are out there. I don't have access to what they call the Mannheim. No, Prius is not is Toyota, isn't it? I don't have access to the Mannheim auto market, which is where you can find virtually almost any kind of car you can think of, and these are cars that are sold to other dealers. You have to have a dealer password, and a dealer, you have to have a dealer password and be registered in identity to get in and look at those prices. And those are only the bidding prices. How many did you find on the used automobile eBay thing, John?
Quite a few, actually. I'm looking at one, a 2005 is going for $18,000.
See, that's still pretty hefty. $18,000 is pretty damn hefty.
I see a 2002 here with 34,000 miles on it. Buy now for $13,500. That isn't bad.
That's not bad. That's pretty affordable.
I see one here for $10,000, a 2006. With only 10,000 miles on it.
For what, $10,000?
Yeah, it's no reserve. I guess that would be the reserve battery.
No reserve means that's the beginning bidding price. That's not the price of the car.
All right.
That's the bidding prices you're giving us.
You're right.
So it would go up from there.
Yep, so that's a 2006. Let's see if I can find a little older one, like another 2002. 2004 with 45,000 miles, $9,000.
That's the bidding price. That's the beginning bidding price.
Yeah. Well, and a Toyota Prius, a 2003 with 48,000. 5,100 is the bid right now, and there's another couple days on it.
All right, fair enough. Let's go to Bill and Parker. Bill, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, a couple of quick things here. All these schemes about buying 38 cents worth of gas, putting it on your card, not buying it on the 17th of the month, that's all nonsense. The only way we as consumers can affect the price is to consume less overall. How you do it is up to you. But if you keep your consumption the same, you've put no downward pressure on the price. That's simple economics 101.
Yeah, I had a guy who hang on and he hung up, but he was from Boulder, said, I have an MBA in finance, and you're wrong. And I was going to say to him, well, you obviously probably know more about this subject than I do, but I read it in several different places, including CNN's Money page, that they're making the exact same point that you just made, which is the only way to put downward pressure is to cut consumption.
That's it. I mean, it's common sense. There's nothing new under the sun. You don't need a PhD in economics or finance to know that. Just common sense. But anyway, back to the reason I called in. You know, you talked about taxes and driving up the price of gas, but it would kill people, the economy. There's a very simple workaround, and actually it's been widely written about. It's called the double dividend. And what it is you would dollar for dollar, completely revenue neutral, shift taxation away from FICA income taxes, FICA taxes on wage productivity, and move that over to gasoline and diesel and stuff like that. And the result is, well, the average person makes $30,000 a year, so they pay about $4,500 a year in FICA, which is a little less than $100 a week. So if you rebated half of that, say a little less than $50 a week, given I think people consume about 20 gallons a week, you could put $2 on a gallon of gas and people would still have money left over in their pockets. What they would do is they would start to make other choices and other priorities with how they use their gas in a free market type of a mode. There'd be no tax increase at all, but you'd have massive downward pressure on the use of gasoline. And by the way, you'd have downward pressure on the benchmark price of crude. So you could wind up increasing the tax on gasoline $2, giving everybody that $2 back, and have the price of gas go up, say, $1.50, because the price of a barrel of crude oil might drop significantly if they thought we got serious about taxing gas.
Yeah, that sounds
win-win-win.
Like, yeah, that sounds like a very, very, very workable plan to me.
It's very workable, except people, you know, get the brown spot in their pants when they think about $5 a gallon gas. Well, we're heading there anyway, except the difference is all the money's going to OPEC, to Al-Qaeda, to the Sunnis, and to the Shiites, and to the oil companies, and none of it's going to the U.S. taxpayer. If we just changed the dynamic and did what I said, we'd be basically taxing OPEC and taxing those guys over there to our benefit because the benchmark price would fall down, and we'd have a revenue-neutral deal on our end. And as far as seniors and stuff who don't pay FICA, they would simply get a rebate, just like you do now on your income taxes. You check off, okay, I don't pay FICA, I didn't pay any FICA. Check off, you get a $2,000 tax credit or whatever like that, and boom, you're good. And it's all revenue neutral. That's the important thing, revenue neutral. So nobody's getting a tax increase. And when some guy calls in and says, well, I burn 100 gallons a week, it's going to kill me. Well, dude, you know, there's going to be relative winners and relative losers. For every guy who says, I'm going to get killed, there's going to be someone who says, hey, I'm going to make out like a bandit here because I pay a lot of FICA and I don't burn gas. On average, which is what you have to look at, this would be a great benefit for this country. And people would be motivated then to detrivialize their use of gasoline and make intelligent, hard-thought decisions as to how they're going to use their energy resources.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Hey, Bill, great call, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, all right.
Bye. All right. See, I like his suggestion a lot. All right, I want to keep talking about gas prices. Fine. We'll go to open phones, though. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about after 9 o'clock. Oh, wait a minute. We got Paul Waldman for Media Matters coming up. As soon as we're done with Paul, we'll go back to gas prices or anything else you want to talk about. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. With gas prices running at a record high, will motorists face more pain at the pump all summer? Live at Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss. And Bob, what's the forecast this morning for the Senate Energy Committee?
Well, this is the third year in a row that the start of the summer driving season has coincided with record-high gas prices, topping $3 a gallon. The Energy Department's Guy Caruso told senators prices will go up and down a bit over the summer, but average $2.95 a gallon.
With peak monthly averages of over $3 in May, and then again in August during the peak driving season.
Experts testified the problems include high worldwide demand and tight supply, but the Auto Club also points a finger at big oil companies who never seem to have enough refineries operating. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Now, despite surging energy and food costs, the government says the consumer price index grew at 0.4 points last month. That's a little bit less than most economists had been forecasting. While the search goes on south of Baghdad for three missing U.S. troops back home in New York.
It's unreal. Tired on everybody.
Rose McHugh owns a diner near Fort Drum, the home base of the soldiers. More from CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman in Baghdad.
It is a wrenching time for the families waiting for some definitive word. And it is, of course, a time of great pressure and anxiety for the U.S. military here, frantically searching for their missing soldiers.
The military announced today that six more U.S. soldiers were killed in Iraq yesterday. As Pete Gow reports from Baghdad, the government is clamping down on restrictions on the media.
It is a wrenching time.
Iraq's Interior Ministry has passed a new law preventing journalists from filming or photographing the aftermath from terrorist bombings. For the first time today, Iraq's security forces implemented the new legislation at the site of a bomb attack in central Baghdad. Witnesses said that the police fired warning shots into the air to keep journalists back and prevent them from filming. Pete Gow, CBS News, Baghdad.
As World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz makes what could be a last-ditch attempt to save his job, the White House has weighed in on his side. The administration says that while Wolfowitz made a mistake in giving his girlfriend a big pay raise, it is not an offense that should cost him his position. Wolfowitz meets with the World Bank board later today, but Sebastian Malaby of the Council on Foreign Relations says he's already set a bad precedent.
When the World Bank goes out into the poor world and says, how about fixing your corruption issue here, they're just going to be laughed at. So it just won't be an effective institution.
Well, the nation isn't cutting firefighters along the Georgia-Florida line much slack as they battle blazes that have scorched hundreds of thousands of acres. Near Lake City, Florida, Tom Speaks, one of the officials coordinating teams of hotshots, says the main fire is about 50% contained, but it's not going to be an easy day today.
Humidity is coming down and the temperature is going up with winds not as high. But you put all those factors together, today's going to be a tough day.
Speak says another 300 homes need to be evacuated as a precaution. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 87 points, the Nasdaq ahead too. This is CBS News.
Hey, Mom, while you're at the office, your teenager has 1,000 strangers in her bedroom.
I have freaked out.
She snorts really good weed. This girl is so hot.
That's what it's like when your kid's on the internet, and some people talk about drugs.
Got me a dime bag.
I found my mom's pills.
I'm annihilated.
So maybe send an instant message, because even with 1,000 people in the room, one more could make a difference.
Hi, it's Mom. Less chatting, more homework.
Gotta go.
See ya. Becky, you said hi.
Checking in. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Yesterday afternoon's wicked weather in the Denver area has apparently claimed two lives. A toddler being pushed in a stroller is feared dead after severe thunderstorms triggered flash flooding that swept away both mother and child.
We had our divers in last night. We almost lost a couple. They're almost torn away from their guides.
The child's stroller was found empty about a mile downstream. Authorities say they're not optimistic about finding the toddler alive, but will continue searching. Meanwhile, an officer who tried to rescue a teenager who fell into a creek running through a park in South Denver is hospitalized with hypothermia, and they still haven't found the teenager.
Fire department has swept this creek from where we're at this point all the way to where this empties into Cherry Creek with no success. From what I'm being told, the body of this individual could be anywhere between here and Commerce City.
The afternoon storm dropped an inch and a half of rain across the metro area in less than an hour, causing flash flooding that also flooded streets and stranded motorists. Another reason to live in Boulder, it's made Kiplinger Magazine's list of top places in America to live for empty nesters.
One of the amazing things about Boulder is next to Washington, D.C., it had the highest percentage of the workforce in creative class workers. So creative class includes scientists, engineers, architects, educators, writers, artists, and entertainers. I knew Boulder was a great spot, but I had no idea that it was off the charts for that kind of employment.
Senior editor Bob Hicks also says Denver was among the top five when it came to young singles. New issue of Kiplinger's hits the stands today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, northbound I-25 continues to see a lot of slow-moving traffic from before Hamden towards 6th Avenue. It's been struggling that way all morning. And no good news. Pretty bad news as far as that ramp northbound I-25 to westbound 6th and Lakewood. Looks like CDOT's going to keep it closed until early afternoon due to the standing water. So no access for you there. You'll need to seek an alternate around it. Not too bad elsewhere across the metro area. We're running collision-free right now. Weather outlook, mostly cloudy and cool. Light rains throughout the day.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
Good morning, 907, 7 minutes after 9. About 100% chance of rain today, high of 62. And it's time for our look at the media across the country with Media Matters' Paul Waldman, who is an author, a scholar, a media analyst. And go to MediaMatters.org for more information. All right. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good. It's nice to hear your voice. And let's get busy, because there's a lot to go over right here. First of all, you guys released a major study that I noticed made MSNBC this morning, which is Sunday Shutout, the lack of gender and ethnic diversity on Sunday morning talk shows. And you point out that the major Sunday morning talk shows, that's NBC's Meet the Press, ABC's This Week, CBS's Face the Nation, Fox Broadcasting and Company's Fox News Sunday, and then, of course, there's Wolf Blitzer's show on CNN, that all of them basically have middle-aged white men on them.
Yes, we looked over 2005 and 2006 through the guest list and categorized them all, and what we found was that by a margin of around 4-1, men outnumber women, and that's pretty much the same on every show. The worst in terms of that is Meet the Press, which is the highest rated show on NBC. They have 85% of their guests are men and only 15% are women. The best one for that was ABC's This Week, where 77% of the guests were men and 23% are women. So it's pretty clear and balanced there. And then when you go down to ethnicity, in some cases it's even worse. Meet the Press there, 89% of the guests are white. On Face the Nation, it's 90%. And so what you see pretty much across the board is that when you tune into those Sunday morning shows, it's pretty much white guys.
You know what I see on these Sunday morning shows? I'll tell you what I see on them. The same people all the time.
Well, that's true, too. And, you know, it's sort of symptoms of the same problem. I mean, when you have a very limited guest list, and every time, you know, every week you turn in, you tune in, and it's Lindsey Graham and John McCain again, you know, it validates those people. And, you know, when you're talking about gender and race, it's part of the thing that makes it difficult for some kinds of people to be taken seriously as political analysts, as political players, because places like the Sunday shows are where they're kind of given that that sort of prominence, that respectability, that it's a signal that these people are important people that and their opinions need to be listened to. And when it's nothing but a parade of white guys, well, you know, that sort of sends a signal that other kinds of people aren't that important and don't really need to be listened to.
I just can't. I can't put up with the same stuff every single week. I mean, I've reached the point now where I can't deal with it. And this weekend was a really good example in which I either had a choice, watch the full live coverage of the Spanish Grand Prix, or start watching This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Now, he had Barack Obama on, but still, I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Jay?
Because it's the same stuff every single time. Now, Barack Obama's not, you know, he's not on there all the time, but it's always basically the same people with the same message, with the same points, and a lot of times it's administration point people who are out to try to get their message out or do damage control or whatever it is they're trying to do. And then you have the same predictable players on to answer them, and there's never anybody where you say, oh, gee, who's this? I haven't seen this person before.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it doesn't make for oftentimes a very interesting discussion if, as you say, it is just the same old people delivering the same old lines. And it's certainly not the case that they'd have any trouble getting a more diverse guest list if they tried. I mean, here in Washington, you know, this town is full of people who would give their right arm to be on the Sunday shows. And so if they wanted to pick up the phone and maybe call some people who are not the same cast of usual suspects, they certainly could. And in some cases, you know, it's really stark. I mean, just as an example, Hispanics are about 14 or 15% of the United States population. They make up around 1% of the guests on the Sunday shows. And, you know, there are certainly plenty of Hispanics who some members of Congress who could talk about, you know, whatever legislation is going on, or there are journalists and analysts who could come on and do the little roundtables of discussions. All they would really have to do if they wanted to change is just pick up the phone. It really would not be that tough to make their Rolodexes a little larger.
Well, I think a perfect example of that, of what you're talking about not reaching out and getting this, and always getting the same people all the time. How many times have the following people shown up on all these shows? Well, you know, you can name them. Carl Levin. Cato Byrne. The list just goes on and on. The only Hispanic that I could point to that I remember being on any of these would be Bill Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name you anybody else. Can you name anybody else? I can't off the top of my head.
Not off the top of my head.
I mean, I don't know. Right now, the immigration bill's being debated. Okay, where are the guests?
Yeah, well, they're probably going to get what they usually do is they get the same few members of the Senate usually. Members of the House have a much harder time getting on. But usually it's members of the Senate, and it is, you know, it's the same people week after week. You're absolutely right.
Or it's the same columnists, or it's the same news people. You know, it's Howard Fineman or whatever. I mean, it's the same thing. It's boring. We need something new. I agree with you there. Okay. It's 9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman for Media Matters, mediamatters.org. Media pounced, this one's good. Media pounced on Edwards' haircuts, but ignored Giuliani's Iowa farm snub. As Media Matters for America documented, the media recently devoted extensive coverage to a report, first broken by Politico senior writer Ben Smith on April 16th, that a Democratic presidential candidate and former Senator John Edwards had spent all that money on a haircut. But they never said anything about Rudy Giuliani. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, this is a story that most people probably haven't heard of because it got no press attention. There's this couple named Deb and Jerry Von Sprecken in Iowa, and they got contacted by the Giuliani campaign who wanted to know if they could do a little event at their farm. They said okay. And then it turned out that they got called back, and they said, well, you know, we've looked into your finances, and it turns out you're not rich enough. So Giuliani is not going to do an event at your farm.
Hmm.
Now, what is this all about? Well, you may know that Republicans love to campaign against the estate tax by saying that it will destroy family farms and small businesses when people who leave large estates behind, that their heirs have to pay taxes on those, on their inheritances. They always say it's about family farms and small businesses. And as a side note, I should mention that Democrats have in the past tried to pass legislation that would change the estate tax to exempt family farms and small businesses, but Republicans always fight against it because they know that if those family farms and small businesses were exempt, then they wouldn't have that rhetorical crutch to lean on. But as the law as it stands now, I believe that your farm has to be worth at least $2 million or something, which is very few family farms, for you to pay any estate tax at all. And it's really not that hard for a family farmer to make sure when they put together their will to structure it in such a way that they won't have to pay any estate tax. Basically, the estate tax falls most heavily on people like Paris Hilton. But Republicans don't like it because, you know, it forces people like Paris Hilton to pay taxes. And so they're always campaigning against it. When the Giuliani campaign found out that these two farmers, that their farm wouldn't be subject to any estate tax, they canceled on them and left them in the lurch. It's the kind of thing that's kind of an amusing story from the campaign trail that one would think that the press might be interested in to, you know, use as a symbol for what it means about Rudy Giuliani or what it means about the estate tax. But they were completely uninterested. It appeared in a small paper in Iowa and almost nowhere else. But, you know, the question of how much John Edwards paid for his haircut is something that has been reported in dozens and dozens of stories, and it's treated by the press as though this is something very deeply meaningful that gives us real insight into who John Edwards is and what kind of a president he would be.
You know, the other thing I find interesting about the Edwards haircut story, how about this idea? During the Democratic debate that was on MSNBC, and this has come up a number of times, that they try to imply that, well, he talks about two Americas, yet he pays $400, $800 for a haircut. He lives in a big house, blah, 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 on and on and on and on and on. Yet, you know something? Franklin Delano Roosevelt was one of our most beloved, successful presidents. Even George W. Bush has referred to him. Republicans use him when it fits their model. He arguably saved this country from communism because he saved capitalism. And yet, what was he? Wealthy.
And, you know, the whole point that Edwards tries to make, I think, about this is the idea that the fact that he's wealthy, somehow the argument that somehow means that his proposals to alleviate poverty are insincere is just kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's sort of like saying that if you don't personally have cancer, you can't possibly be in favor of finding a cure for cancer. I mean, his point is not that everyone should be poor. His point is that people shouldn't be poor. So the fact that he's rich doesn't mean anything in that at all. But it's treated as though somehow he's a hypocrite because he's wealthy and he wants to do something about poverty. And yet at the same time, we don't really hear much about the wealth of Republican candidates. You know, Mitt Romney is worth $250 million. How much does he pay for his haircut? I don't know. It's a very nice haircut that Mitt Romney has. But I haven't seen any reporters investigating to try to find out how much he pays for it. Somehow, that's not really an object of interest when it comes to Republican candidates.
Yeah, well, it fits in that whole characterization. And the whole characterization and the whole cartoon type thing is that, oh, if you're liberal, if you're progressive, if you're any degree of a shade off the center and towards the left, then you should be driving around in a 25-year-old automobile, living in a one-room apartment and have no money and have no desire or love or like for having money or having anything expensive. And that whole thing is reinforced over and over and over again when, if you look at that, that's ridiculous. It's stupid. Everybody aspires to have nice things. Everybody aspires to have a good level of life. And what difference does your pocketbook make about how socially conscious or how much you would care about the direction of the country? What difference does that make?
No, it doesn't make any difference at all, especially when we're talking about, setting policy and who's going to be president. The idea that someone shouldn't be advocating policies unless that they're, they would affect them directly, that if you're not poor, you can't advocate for alleviating poverty, and, if you're if you have health insurance, then you shouldn't be advocating to get universal health coverage. It doesn't really make any sense logically. I think that part of what it is that the press is always willing to take up these kinds of Republican arguments that say that Democrats are phony. That's one of the constant refrains. And I can assure you, no matter who the Democratic nominee is, that's going to be one of the things that Republicans will say about him. They say they have a few arguments that they make every 4 years about the Democratic candidate, no matter who he is. It's always that he's weak, that he's effeminate, and that he's a phony. You know, we heard that about Al Gore. We heard that about John Kerry. We heard that about Mike Dukakis. It goes on and on. They made those arguments about Bill Clinton, too. They were not as successful with Bill Clinton as they were with those other candidates, but they made those arguments about Bill Clinton, too. And they're going to make those arguments about the Democratic nominee, no matter who it is.
Yeah, and they also make those arguments about us. I mean, that's what they say about people like myself. Oh, okay. I mean, because they continue to keep sketching this cartoon. And sometimes we buy into it, and sometimes we help maintain it, but I say it's time for us to step forward and to knock that down. For instance, a friend of mine sent me an email about this. They're always on Hollywood, constantly. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute. Where's Fred Thompson from?
Yeah, not only is he from Hollywood, he was a lobbyist for 20 years.
You're ready to begin a sign.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, but he's from, he has Hollywood experience. Where was Ronald Reagan from?
Yep.
And they couldn't invoke his name enough during that MSNBC debate. And he's from Hollywood. What about Dennis Miller? Hollywood. So, in other words, if Hollywood's so evil, why do you keep... Why did you put one guy that we know of? Well, that's not the only guy that they put into office, but what do you keep putting these people into office from that are from Hollywood? See what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And we let them get away with this. We just sit back and go, oh, yeah, okay. Instead of standing up and going, wait a minute, okay, here's what we'll do. You know what? We'll get rid of our Hollywood types, so you get rid of yours. And the first person who can take a hike is Fred Thompson, followed by stop mentioning Ronald Reagan because he was the epitome of Hollywood.
Also, if somebody, goes and holds a fundraiser in Hollywood, you sort of have to ask, well, who cares? Is that actually going to affect people in some way? Is there something that that actors and directors are asking for them that we as taxpayers might have to pay for? Before he took office, George Bush's number one lifetime contributor was Enron. Now, that actually had an effect on us because when he became president, he actively looked the other way as they imploded, taking billions of dollars with them and ruining people's financial futures. That actually had an effect on policy, the fact that he was such good buddies with Ken Lay and the rest of the people at Enron. If some Democratic candidate, holds a fundraiser and Sean Penn shows up and gives him $1,000, who cares? What is that? How is that actually going to affect any of our lives? It's the people who might have an effect on policy. That's what actually affects, what's going to happen once that person becomes president.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All right, let's squeeze in one last one real quick. Limbaugh's knee-jerk response to Fort Dix 6. Could it be Clinton's fault? I couldn't believe that he even went down this road.
Yeah, well, at times, Rush Limbaugh is almost a parody of himself. This news came out about these guys in Fort Dix who had this plan to go into the military base and start shooting people. And the conclusion Rush Limbaugh immediately reached, of course, is that it must somehow be Bill and Hillary Clinton's fault. And it turns out that some of them were from Kosovo. And he found this article from 1999 that when Kosovo refugees were located in the United States, some of them some of them spent time at Fort Dix, that they set up a communication network, as he called it. There was basically a website for them to help locate family members. So Rush Limbaugh read this and said, "Could it be my? I'll quote here: My God, folks, could it be that the Clinton administration brought them to our shores, set up the communications network?" And then he says, "Just asking." The story in the newspaper doesn't say this, but later on in the show, he's calling it breaking news that you will not hear anywhere else. So obviously, the fact that that at least one of the people who was arrested was a Kosovar refugee, even though the people who seem to be the main actors in this plot had been in the United States for 20 years, long before that happened. The fact that Rush Limbaugh could find some incredibly tenuous connection to something that the Clinton administration had somehow done meant, of course, that it was all Bill and Hillary Clinton's fault.
Yeah, well, Rush Limbaugh and Dinesh D'Souza going hand in hand together. All right, Paul, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and I want to remind people that if they want to read a really, really excellent book, they should read Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Paul Wallman for Media Matters. Go to MediaMatters.org for more information on this and a whole bunch of other stories. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you being on the show.
My pleasure, Jay.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Phew, I think I've lost him.
Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence.
Better call Esurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you've got Esurance.
True. With Esurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at Esurance, there's always someone there to help.
With Esurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's Esurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24-7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Dangerous in America?
Fact is, every year, 3.2 million car accidents happen within 5 miles of home. And having just one accident can raise your insurance rates. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection for dangerous neighborhoods like yours. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Oh, you know what I want to hear after this? I want to hear that Johnny Cash song about religion. 9:29, 29 minutes after 9, mostly cloudy, rain, and a high of 61.
It's bigger. It's bigger.
Okay, we're going to open phones. Do I have time to squeeze in one call here before we check traffic and do all that kind of stuff? Okay, let's do that. Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to... Oh, I think I've mentioned this before, but Unique Mobility has a research and development company. They've built cars for BMW, GM, Chrysler, Ford. They've had contracts with all these guys. They've actually made cars for them. I've ridden in a Kia. I've ridden in a BMW. The BMW in 1994 went 80 miles an hour. We went 80 miles an hour, and the president of the company said it would run on 1 cent a mile. It was an all-electric vehicle and had motors in each hub. And, you know, what they really need to do, we paid for that research and development. We gave the automakers tax breaks. Create this research and development dollars in order for them to find more efficient vehicles. So we've already, as taxpayers, we've already paid for that. And what they've done is they've chosen to shelve the research and development since even before 1994. There was an ABC vehicle that I worked on that had three cameras on it in the Olympics. I think it was 1980, Los Angeles. It was a hybrid. There was a four-cylinder engine and electric motors. And that was 1980. 84 or 80, I'm trying to remember, 80, 84 maybe, when it was UCLA, or, yeah, anyway. But we paid for all that. Now what we need to do is demand accountability for the money we've already spent. We need to say to the automakers, you need to make 10%, 15%, or 20%, you know, electric cars. They have the technology. It's there. And I think
trouble,
demand accountability for
well,
it.
Well, yeah, but you also have to realize, too, that in order for them to start doing that kind of stuff, they'd have to tool up to do
sure.
it. That's going to cost them money. And one of the things we've got to solve in this problem in this country is we have to solve the health insurance problem because it reflects directly back onto businesses, and it reflects directly back on, for instance, to the automakers. And... I mean, look at Chrysler that was recently sold, and look at their financial problems, both with legacy costs and health care and other things. But I agree that
Toyota's making cars.
You know, new technology and electric cars and things like that and hybrids. I mean, that stuff is stuff of the future, and you're right. They got to get going, and they got to get on it. And I think that they realize it, And I think, but I think it's like, in some cases for them, it's like trying to turn a gigantic battleship, and that they can't get it turned over overnight, but they're going to have to, because they're going to have to do it, because there's no other way to survive. How else are they going to survive?
Well, Toyota's become the world's largest car manufacturer for a reason. They're efficient. They make cars that are efficient, that people want. And America has always been behind in that. And as taxpayers, we've paid for this research and development already. We've paid for this. I know this for a fact. They got grants, government grants, for all this research and development that they've done, which I've ridden in the vehicles. A BMW 525i, four-seater, nice vehicle. They made all electric. They made 12 of them, okay? 1 cent a mile. Now, where's the accountability to the car manufacturers that we keep subsidizing, that they keep choosing not to do within our best interest or even theirs? Because in the long run, it's not in their best interest to keep making these gas guzzlers, because they know the price of gas is going up. They have to know. And in order to do that, that's negligence. Why should Bill Ford on all these commercials get a $35 million CEO paycheck once every year?
Well, I agree. When the stock is like $8 a share, I'm with you totally. I mean, I'm on the same page. I agree. I mean, you know, that's one of the first places they need to cut that stuff. I mean, to stop that. And the idea that these CEOs are running around making 37, 38 times what the average worker makes, and they're sitting on a company that is not extremely financially successful, is not... Like, you're right. I mean, it's obscene and it's wrong. All right, Jeff, I got to run. I got to go get some traffic. But, hey, man, thanks. Good call.
Thank you.
All right. It's 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour. So, Gina, when will you be buying your new hybrid?
Huh. That's a ways
come on,
off.
You can afford $24,000, can't you?
Oh, sure. You're being really facetious now. I know you are.
No, I thought everybody could. I'll go back to what I said yesterday about cars, and about gasoline, and about engines. It's like cheeseburgers. They're so damn seductive. And there are a lot of us out here who love everything about them, but they're not good for us. Just like cheeseburgers.
That's a good analogy.
I could eat 5 cheeseburgers a day. Some people I know could eat 5 in one sitting. But if you ate cheeseburgers every single day, for every meal, all the time, would you A, be healthy, or B, be sick? You'd get sick. Right?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
People are fortunate. They have the right genes, but they don't have to worry
about it. But they're still going to, you know what? That's true. But they're still going to run into trouble over the long run. Because they have to fight cholesterol and high blood pressure, too. So it doesn't make any difference. You know, weight sometimes has no difference. It makes no difference in some of that stuff. Like my sister, who's works out every single day. Okay? Big workout person, big swimmer. Guess what?
What?
High cholesterol.
Yeah.
Has to take medicine. So.
There you have it.
I mean, eventually, if you don't... You know, now I'm Mr. Health Guru since I'm like 110 pounds down. And I'm getting to the point where I'm going to have to go out and get TaylorMade's here. But, you know... Yeah, okay, never
good
mind. And then I got to go work out today, too. Ugh.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm going to come by the Matrix gym on, it's 8th and Lincoln. Come upstairs around like 10 minutes after 1, and I'll be there with Keith, and he'll be beating me up. So you can come by and you can, he'll beat you up, too. Okay, let's beat some traffic around the bush here. How's it look?
Yeah, not too bad. South I-25 still have pretty heavy conditions if you're trying to get into downtown there between I-70 and Spear. Northbound I-25 has been dragging all morning long. It's still that way between Evans and 6th Avenue, so you really need to give yourself plenty of extra time through there. It's just been problematic for us. Part of that because of the ramp closure, northbound I-25 to westbound 6th Avenue. Looks like CDOT not going to reopen that this morning as they thought. They may get it open by this afternoon, maybe early this afternoon. So until then, you'll have to find another direction off of northbound I-25 into Lakewood. Weather today, mostly cloudy, cool. Looks like we'll get some light rains throughout the day, high of 60. Tonight, it'll clear off, low of 40, and currently overcast in 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use a directed only brand clinically tested.
When you're behind the wheel, what do you think about? Can I reach that fry that fell between the seats? Is that squirrel going left or right? Left, no, right, or right, left, right? Uniroyal is pretty sure you're not thinking about, well, tires. But maybe you should. They're the only thing between you and the road, which is why Uniroyal tires are made to last without costing a fortune. Well, so you can trust them for miles and miles. Uniroyal, for everything you value. To find the perfect tires for your family, visit uniroyal.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
Trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about $1 an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'd like to dedicate this to James Dobson. James, this is for you.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
James, spend more time saving souls.
Someone to
and
hear
less time
your prayer.
Going after
someone who's there.
Homosexuals. All right, it's 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour. Rain today, high of 61, or possibly 62. What a great song. Johnny, the late Johnny Cash.
Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
Folsom Prison Blues, one of my all-time favorite CDs. Okay, which is, this is not from that, obviously. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's open phones. Go to my buddy John and Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
I got one quick story for you and then my business. Seems like this is true. The leaders from North and South Korea are negotiating currently about issues. And the leader from North Korea, the negotiator, told a George Bush joke to break the ice at the beginning about three little boys who saved George Bush, and George says, "What do you want? I'll give you anything you want." They said, "We'd like plots at Arlington, because when our dads find out that we saved your life, they're going to kill us."
Ugh.
That was the North Korean negotiator at the conference. So you can see what position George Bush holds in our world. He is now a universal joke. Anyway,
well, a lot of people out there don't dig him, that's for sure.
Dealing with 760, I ended up with a bunch of tickets to Tom Hartman on Thursday.
Well, how many tickets did you take?
I didn't take any. They sent them to me.
Oh, they did?
I called and I said I'd like two tickets. Well, they sent me four. But then we had a kind of a mix-up over a premium I'd won one Sunday a long time ago. And since we had so much trouble when they sent me the premium, they sent me two more. So I've got six tickets. Now I've got two friends and myself who are going. If there is a single person in Brushport, Morgan area who would like to go with us, we got room in the car to take a fourth person.
Oh, yeah, but you know what that entails? Now, wait a minute, hold on. You weren't going to give your phone number out, were you?
Well, if...
Were you going to do that?
Well, I thought about it.
Well, that's inviting, like, every loose screw on the planet to call you up.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah,
well, I've got a lot of loose screws here anyway. I don't know how to do it, but I'll tell you how to do it.
I'll tell you how to do it. Leave your number with John.
Okay.
And?
He's got my number.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're set. And then if anybody wants to go with John, and I'll vouch for him, he's a really nice guy. If anybody wants to go with John and his friends to go see Tom Hartman, then call John Turk at 303-713-7600, and Mr. Turk will pass that number on to you. And you got to be in the, where, the Brushport Morgan area, right?
Brushport Morgan. And I've got three tickets. Like I said, I got room for one if somebody wants to take one of the tickets and come with us, or if somebody wants to set up their own car and take one to three people and go down on Thursday and hear Tom Hartman. Are you going to be there?
Yes, I am.
I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, because I've been a fan of yours now for, well, I can't say I'm necessarily always a fan. We've had our moments, too, haven't we?
Oh, well, yeah, but that's what family's all about, man.
I do love turning you on in the morning. 7 o'clock you come on, and you're on until 10, and I'm working around my place. So I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, John wants to know. He just whispered in my ear, why don't you get up at 6?
Well, my wife does it. My wife gets up early, and I lay in bed until she gets her shower in. And once she gets her shower in, then I'm up. See,
now that we have your phone number, we're going to be calling your house at 6 every morning.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. But like I say, if there's one person who wants to go with me, I can do that. Or otherwise, if somebody wants one to three tickets, call John. John will call me, and I'll see that you get the ticket.
Okay, man, you're on. I look forward to seeing you. And you know what? Because you and I have gotten... We've only gotten crossways a couple of times, but because that's happened, what difference does that make?
Yeah.
We can't always agree all the time.
Yeah, we should be like the West Wing. They can have a fight, and by the end of the show, everything's working fine.
You got to have that in order to have input.
You bet.
I mean, that's how that works. And too bad I can't bring my Lefty Frizzell collection.
Yeah, I could do the same.
So you know, we could sit around and listen to William Orville Frizzell, but...
Do you have access to a 78 record player?
No, and you know what? I've got Lefty Frizzell 78s, but I don't have access to a 78 record player. I wish I did. Do you?
Yeah, you bet I do.
Where did you get it?
Well, it's one of those massive turntables that will play 16 and a half, 45, 78... I can play anything, and I run it through my amp, and I make cassette tapes out of my old records. And I've got probably 3,000 to 4,000 records.
Where did you get it?
The turntable?
Yeah.
It was at an auction. In the old days, you know, when they first started putting out some of those turntable amps and things, they made variable turntables down to 16 and a half.
I've
had it for some time, and I've got, well, my biggest collection is LPs, but, you know, I told you I got Lefty Frizzell LPs, and I've got Lefty Frizzell 78s and 45s.
Yeah, I wish I had some way to play mine, because I've got Lefty, I've got Hank Williams, and I've also got Bob Wills.
Well, you said that one morning. You said, I bet there's not another Lefty Frizzell fan out there. And I called you up, and I said, well, you got another partner out here.
Yeah, well, it's you and me, man.
You bet.
All right, John. So, I look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
I'm definitely looking forward to that.
All right, save me a seat.
We'll have the Brush Fort Morgan contingent of 760 fans down there.
You got it, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Take care and best to your wife.
You bet.
Okay. All right. There's John from Brush. What a great guy he is. AM 760 upper. I mean, he and I have gotten into it, but that's okay. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 948, 40 minutes past the hour here. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600. And Joyce Johnson looks at traffic. Or Joyce Jefferson.
Thanks, Jay. You know, that ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound 6th Avenue is still shut down due to standing water on the ramp. CDOT hopes to have that ramp reopened early this afternoon. But in the meantime, traffic on northbound I-25 slows on the approach to Colorado and remains stop and go up to 6th. Southbound I-25 still heavy as you approach Spear. I-70, C-470, and the Boulder Turnpike are all up to speed. Today's weather forecast, mostly cloudy, cooler, a high of 62. Right now it's 46 degrees. I'm Joyce Jefferson on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Eat like Elvis at Flavors Buffet at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. For a limited time...
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm getting a little thin on top. Any advice?
Easy. Autolite spark plugs. Import or domestic, they got a plug for you.
You think I should get plugs?
Not just any plugs. Autolite spark plugs. From platinum to the 0.6mm iridium-enhanced XP plug, they help keep your car running at its best.
No, I meant for my head.
When you buy Autolite plugs, you're using your head. Good luck, my follically challenged friend. This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite spark plugs. It's time to change your plugs.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Put me in a fog, so I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed, only brand clinically tested.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly cloudy, rainy, and a high today about 62. Open phones underway, 303-713-7600, whatever you want to talk about. Is A-OK. Doug Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thought that'd be a blast for your past there, because I remember you saying you always used to have to say that, so I thought I'd throw that in there for
no,
you.
No, you always, I always work with guys who would say, well, now, I appreciate it. All right. Here's the latest from Merle Haggard, Mighty Merle, and it goes like this here.
I love Merle.
I do. I love Merle Haggard. Mighty Merle. All right, what's up, man?
Well, we're all talking about that wonderful no-gas day today, and I think it's great, and I think it's stupid at the same time, and hopefully some little minute message will get across to the people that are doing this to us. And I've called you a couple times before about the energy bill that that Dick Cheney got through with Kenneth Lay. I'm very, very much believing the simple fact that if we expose that bad boy to Congress, we're going to find some crooked dealings going on.
I think eventually, I think eventually that will get exposed.
Boy, I sure hope so, Jay, man, because, you know, you pop up to Congress, and they're really, they got more than they need on their plate. I understand that, but this is the one thing that everybody seems to be avoiding right now, and if we can get that that baby in their hands, we can find out a lot of crooked dealings that were going on. I really honestly believe that. I called Kucinich's office yesterday, and I says to the people who I spoke to, if you're, Kucinich is that hell-bent on doing this impeachment, why doesn't he get a hold of that energy bill, and that would be more ammunition for him.
Now, what did they say to you?
They agreed, and they said that their plates are full, but they will try to get to that, and I have to take them at their word. But everybody, like you always say, and everybody on this station, call your congressmen, call your senators. And that's all we can do, bud. That's really all we can do.
Well, you can do that. The other thing you can do, too, is you can vote. Make sure you vote. Make sure your friends vote. And the other thing is you can pick an issue or pick a candidate, whoever it is that you prefer,
right,
and get involved with him or her. And that's something else that you can do, and I think everybody, while not everybody can do it constantly, you can do it a little bit, and, you know, on occasional weekends, or you give $25 or whatever the case may be, or $10 or whatever, and, I mean, that kind of stuff helps.
You got it. You know that's right, but the one issue that I'd like to tell everybody out there in Happy Land that's listening right now, no matter how busy you are, sometime or another, give those people a call and demand that we see that energy bill, because anything that Kenneth Lay touched, you know how that goes. So I got to run.
All right, man.
You have a good morning. And, oh, one other thing. You're talking about hard rock and roll yesterday. You were back east for a while in the past. You ever heard of a band called the Sensational Alex Harvey Band?
Yes, I have.
Isn't that guy cool?
Yes, he is. He's very good.
Dang, boy, I love that one album, man, with Next and Giddy Up a Ding Dong. And
I haven't heard his name mentioned in, like, forever and a day. You got to be the only person I've ever run across that outside of places I've worked. I mean, you got to be the only person I know that knows who he is.
I bought that record, or I bought the album back in 72, 73, I think it is, and I've had it ever since.
Man, I'm telling you.
I just love that record, man. Everything is so goofy and weird on that. Anybody that wants to have a good time laughing at this guy, punch that up on your web there, and you'll get a kick out of some of his tunes.
Yeah, you're right, and I'm sure you can still get it, too.
Oh, well, if you search high and low, but I'm happy to say I bought the album brand new. So, anyhow, buddy, got to go. Get somebody else in here and have a good day. And everybody call them congressmen and senators.
All right, man. Stay dry.
Okay.
See you later. Well, it's still cloudy out there, too. Okay, well, you know what I should do? Because that's about all that weather forecast was worth. And I read it the majority of the morning, and now it turns out that the majority of that weather forecast is wrong.
It's cleared up, and I've been invited to play golf. But I can't.
What do you mean it's cleared up? It doesn't look like it's cleared up to me.
You know, it's nothing's falling out of the sky. It's not no thunder and lightning, so I could play this kind of weather. It's not windy.
It's cloudy, though.
That's all right. It's not windy and nothing's falling out of the sky.
So who invited you to play golf?
A nice gentleman who listened to the show named Mario over at Harvard Gulch Golf Course.
Oh, man, how cool is that?
I mean, he called and said, hey, John, I heard you talking about golf earlier. Why don't you come on out and play? I mean, that is really cool. Mario, you the man. And I will come out.
I can't play golf or the damn. And, you know, but I can ride around. But we need to.
And you're doing that with us this weekend. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we need to put together a.
The J. Marvin Golf Tourney.
Yeah, a golf tournament and food pig out. For those people that can afford to, you know, eat a lot. Not like me. I can't.
Jay, we could do like a golf during the day and then like a Vegas poker style or, you know, like a little Vegas style casino at night.
Yeah, for charity. All right. Back tomorrow morning starting at...
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy.